What's going on out there, everybody who listens to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast? This is Vincent Sanchez, and I'm here with
Anthony Faluco,
and of course TJ in the background doing his thing.
Got some headphones in, playing some.
E3 is officially over, and a lot happened at this year's E3. You may not have liked it all, you may have not been impressed at all, but regardless, a lot of stuff went down.
If you're a member of NeoGAF, you might be angry.
Yeah, so basically we're going to hit all the E3 discussion points, and we'll go from there. So let's start off with the press conferences. Microsoft kicked things off this year at E3, and I think they kicked it off with their big game that they're going for, which is Halo 4. Now, I know you don't really care for Halo at all.
I like Halo. Like, Halo is fine. It's a fine shooter. I just never owned a system that could play it, and I never bothered to buy one or two on PC.
Ah, I see. Have you played 3?
Yeah. I've actually played it to completion with a friend. I was at, like, just after going over his house.
Okay. So what do you think of Halo 4?
It looks cool. I'm glad it's not... if it was Covenant again, I'd have been like, Microsoft, dumb.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're bringing in all the Forerunner stuff, what they didn't mention at the press conference was that those aliens were named, like, Prometheans. And they have, like, their own lore and stuff that they're going...
Are you saying Prometheus is really a tie-in to the Halo universe?
Yes.
Are you confirming that?
I'm confirming it. As a writer on Prometheus, I can confirm.
Ladies and gentlemen, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive here.
So exclusive.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. But, the thing, man, those weapons look sick.
I think they look awesome, too.
Yeah, those Forerunner weapons. Yeah. Just how when you pick them up, it's like you picked up a piece, and then everything's just like... Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, they form together.
Yeah, they form together like Transformers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff.
And then also, like, they also had different gameplay aspects when going against the enemies. Like, if you noticed the press conference,
yeah,
demo that they had, it was... like, the enemy would send out turrets and stuff, like flying drones that you had to deal with. And also, they would catch grenades, like, and throw them back at you and shit. Mm-hmm. So you had to, like, really think about what you're doing. So that seemed really interesting. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just glad it's not just, hey, man, Covenant came back on a new Halo. We couldn't find Master Chief.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, I thought this looked like the prettiest Halo we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the most interesting Halo. To be honest, I'm not the biggest Halo fan. I'm the weird Halo fan in that, like, I thought 1, 2, and 3 were cool, but my favorites were ODST and Reach, and everybody's...
Oh, okay.
I tell people that, and they're like, what is wrong with you?
See, my favorite's 1.
Oh, my favorite's Reach.
Oh.
Like, I really love the whole, you're a squad of troops, and you're not, like, one single soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And each person had their own defined role, but...
Yeah, mine was never a single player. It was always playing multiplayer at my friend's house.
Yeah.
So we played 4-player Blood Gulch on Halo 1.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, same. Or, I think I did it with Halo 2 a lot more. But, yeah, no, I think it looks cool. You know, I'm pretty confident that this winter or this holiday season, I'm only buying one shooter, and it's probably going to be Halo 4.
Hmm.
Like, it's as easy as that. After everything we've seen, I'm only picking up one shooter, it's Halo.
No Call of Duty?
No Call of Duty this year.
What else did they have to show before we get to the end?
Well, they also kicked off with the other two big ones, which is trailers for Gears of War Judgment and Forza Horizon.
Mm.
Now, I thought this was weird that they only showed trailers, because if it was like a teaser, fine, whatever. But apparently, like, if you looked online, there were live demos, and you could even watch some of them. Online on certain, like,
so there are live demos at the show.
Yeah, but they just weren't at the conference, which I thought was so weird, because Microsoft's entire conference would seem very devoid of actual game demos, especially if they're big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of threw me off, because, you know, Forza Horizon I thought looks pretty cool. I don't know if it's going to be better than something else that's been announced, but it looked cool. And the Gears of War I actually never saw, but from everything I've read, Gears of War.
Yeah.
And Gears of War is still my favorite of the Microsoft exclusives, so I don't know.
We'll see. I never had that much affinity for Football Bros.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then after that, they had Dance Central, I think?
Dance Central.
Was that after those two?
No, after those two, they went to Splinter Cell.
Okay, Splinter Cell. That was Blacklist.
Blacklist. And
As fucking Splinter Cell fan,
yeah,
shit looked crazy.
I did think Splinter Cell looked pretty awesome.
The killing in motion, the fact that your executes are like, it's like, oh, I'm walking, bam, 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 dead, and you just keep going.
That and the fact that it looks like he could just, like, climb anywhere, almost like Ezio.
Yeah, I think that's actually what is going on. Like, you can actually...
Which, as cool as that looks, I do feel like Ubisoft is kind of, like, melding all their games together. Like, they're just taking aspects from everybody.
And... Well, that's what I've been hearing, like, on my rounds through all the E3 podcasts. Like, one of the big complaints about the Blacklist trailer, even the gameplay, but the trailer was that in the video, he was using, like, that... You know, remember that weird sphere that turned into a spider that crawled along the wall?
Yeah, he's like...
You know what? That's like some Ghost Recon Future Soldier shit.
Yeah.
But like, it's in a fucking Tom Clancy. Like, it's in a Splinter Cell game. Like, I don't understand what Ubisoft is doing with these Tom Clancy franchises.
Yeah, because Ghost Recon also has the Mark and Execute stuff.
Yeah.
Only they call it something else.
Like, that makes me wonder what's gonna happen with Rainbow Six Patriots. Like,
yeah, I mean,
which it didn't show, but like, if ever they got to do something drastic with that.
I'm pretty sure Patriots is next gen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm convinced. And then they showed Tomb Raider, which...
Sure, you want to see a girl get beat on for, like, 10 minutes? Go ahead.
I think Tomb Raider was one of my top things this year. But I am kind of still disappointed with Tomb Raider. I thought that they were going to look for a more dark and slower-paced approach.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally just Uncharted with a girl.
It's Uncharted with a girl and a bow.
Yeah, and that's not a knock against it. I mean, if anything, Uncharted totally stole from Tomb Raider first.
Yeah.
So Tomb Raider's totally entitled to do the same thing, but I don't know. It just... I didn't expect it to be that close, and I'll probably still love it.
Like, what I wonder is this: if it's going to be like... Because when you first get stranded on the island, you are... like, it's like a slow-paced, dark thing, it seems. But then later in the game, you're just like some... gun-toting, murdering psychopath. But it's like, I wonder if that's like a gradual step. If they convey it through the story, that's like, oh man, I don't know what to do in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then later on, she's just like, you know what?
I hope it is, because in the trailer, she even states herself, she's like, I don't know if I can do this. I can't do it. But then like later on, they show her like with sawed-off shotguns, like blowing people's faces off. Yeah, boom,
just going nuts.
Yeah.
And then there was like the other scene where she was trying to hunt a deer.
Yeah.
And like, as before she let go of the arrow, she apologized.
Yeah, she's like, deer. I'm sorry. Cause
yeah, and then... like, checked it.
Yeah, hopefully, like, I think they showed a bit too much.
Yeah.
But hopefully we will see, like, a gradual character progression, and that'll be nice. It'll be a little bit different.
It depends how few and far between those gun-toting rampages are. Yeah.
I'm sure that, like, set piece moments and graphics will be top-notch. Like, I have no doubt about that. Gameplay looks fun. The one thing I want to point out is her jump looks so weird. I don't know if it...
Oh, maybe... I think it was just in that trailer. Like, I don't know, because she jumped over that ledge.
She jumped so high.
It looks like she just glitched up. She's like, I'm just going to moon jump. Thanks.
Yeah, and I...
That had to have been a glitch. I don't think that's...
Maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. Or maybe because she's jumping to some lower ledge, it looked even higher. But her first jump, I was like, whoa. That's really, like,
moon jump
animated shit. But I'm excited for Tomb Raider. And then they showed Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
Which I predicted the demo was going to be here.
Okay, point for you.
My point, sir.
What?
Resident Evil 6 looks... You know what? I think I'm less excited than I was before.
Hmm.
And, I don't know, like, it's cool that you can do all these, like, little maneuvers that he's doing in the game, but it all looks like it's, like, clunky, stiff animations, and that leads me to think that maybe it's, like, the same way with the controls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just seemed like they turned Resident Evil, like, even though people complained about the over-the-shoulder, like, really tank-esque controls of, like, Resident Evil 5 or 4.
Yeah.
Like, those are fine, but, like, it seems they just turned it into a generic third-person shooter, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was reading on some previews, and they have asynchronous co-op.
What?
So, you know how there's three storylines?
Yeah.
Like, Leon and the girl, Chris and whatever, and who's Wesker's kid?
I don't know, Wesker's kid.
Anyways, so Leon and the girl, that's a co-op story, right?
Yeah.
But you can connect the four people, and you can all progress at the same time.
Oh, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah, so when I heard that my, like, my hype for this game went back up, I'm like, that sounds awesome. I don't know if I have five friends to all do this with.
Yeah.
Who'd, like, because, I mean, I'm looking in the room here, I'm like, maybe there's four of us max to do this, or five, but that, when I heard that, I'm like, that sounds cool. Because I said, the voice chat's still enabled, so you guys can still talk to each other, all, like, six of you, but you just don't know what's going on.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
And I thought that's a new idea, and I like hearing that.
Mm.
It makes you think, like, oh, man, so at the end you all just meet up and, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that sounds cool. I never read that, but the one thing I'll say is There was this one part in the demo that just kind of made me laugh. Was when he was going down that cramped stairwell.
Yeah.
And just that horde of zombies came up, and he's like, "All right, grenade." And then they all just turned into mist at once, like 40 dudes. I was just like, "What the?" They're just like, "I don't want ragdolls, man. It's too much work."
Yeah, that's
it. It looks so silly. They're just like,
"Yeah." Okay, so the next thing they showed was Smart Glass, and they went through their whole Xbox Music, Xbox Kinect, Internet Explorer's coming to Xbox.
Yeah,
basically their whole entertainment section of their press conference started now. And what are your initial thoughts on this kind of stuff?
I don't know, like, having your interconnected devices is cool and all, but it's nothing new.
No, it's
like,
not.
Yeah. Like, my cable company, if I want it, I can get an iPhone app and use my iPhone as a, like, cable converter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't really, or remote, I say converter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it's nothing new. Like, it seemed cool that if you have all these, like, I'm a big fan of, like, the technology ecosystem.
Yeah.
So, like, if I ever get, like if I just get invested in one thing, like I'll get that ecosystem, because then everything runs so smooth. Like if I could just have my Sony phone go to my Sony PS3, come to my Vita, go to my computer, and like do all this stuff like in an easy integrated way, I'm all for that. But it's like they're touting it like it's like, oh man, it's like the newest hottest shit. Check it. But it's like, no, it's already been here. It's just not that good. So it wasn't really that excited, but it seemed cool if they can nail it.
That's interesting, because I thought that it was, I think it was really interesting. I think it's really smart stuff. Like, I don't think it's ever going to, like, we're talking about Smart Glass here, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be as interesting for games at all.
Yeah, like, but, like, the media center portion of
Yeah, I think that's really cool. What I think is really cool, though, is that they learned their lesson from Apple's biggest mistake with iTunes in their first year, where iTunes was a Mac-exclusive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, fine, we'll put it on PC. And guess what happened? The iPod exploded.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're like, listen, you can use this with anything. And they even name-dropped, like, you can use this with your iPhone and your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would, like, they're learning their lessons. And I don't know, but whenever I'm watching a movie, and this happens to me all the time, and it's like, yeah, I want to know who that is. And you know what? All the time I pick up my iPhone, I'm like, Wikipedia or IMDb, who is that? But I think that's really cool to have that already there ready for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like their analogy of like Game of Thrones being this confusing world, like what is going on as you're watching these scenes. And it's like, oh, okay, so that's putting pieces together. And I think that's like really cool. But the one thing I think this is going to be extremely huge and successful with is sports.
Oh, for, like, numbers?
Like, looking up numbers, stats, how many times you watch the game, but there's, like, three other games playing at the same time.
Yeah, and they announced that they got, what do they got, baseball, hockey now.
And NBA.
ESPN 1, 2, 3, and that other one.
ESPNU?
ESPNU.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're going, like, that'll be good for the sports. Like, I can think of that. Like, if I can just watch, say, a football or a soccer game.
Yeah.
American football.
Yeah.
But, like, if I, and then it's like, oh, man, like, T.O. just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Let me check. Oh, he has this many points. He makes this much money. Like, if I could just check it on the fly, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick. But you do get the feeling that Microsoft is kind of taking their Xbox division, and instead of just having it as their games division, it is their entertainment division now. Like, they are slowly moving the Xbox name towards entertainment and media consumption as a whole versus its original thing of just games.
Yeah, well, I think that's like, I think it seems like a natural progression for most companies.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because as like these systems keep getting more and more expensive, and like in this gen, it's going to land less and less because it's so old. But like, I know the next gen stuff, they'll really focus on
like having media the one center. Box,
like you have, this is your central hub, not just your gaming station, because you can't really sell people anymore. Like, this is your dedicated box taking up space on your console. Like, sometimes, like, when I play all my retro games, like, I kind of wish these consoles did something else that I could use them for, but they're just dedicated game systems.
Yeah.
You gotta have that, like, multi-functionality. So that'll be really interesting. Like,
yeah, and they showed some cool Kinect features with Madden and FIFA, and the one that really blew me away was the referee who pays attention to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't agree with his calls. And if you say, if you swear, like, you're like, oh, fuck you, ref, Kinect will catch that and be like, listen, buddy, yellow card.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, wow, that's really cool. Because I've always been a big fan of when Sony announced or brought out SOCOM and they had the headset.
Mm.
I was always a fan of that. But unfortunately, that stuff didn't take off.
Yeah, it was, I think it was, like, too early.
Yeah.
Like, the headset took off for online games, just chatting and stuff.
But yeah, but, like, using it as in a game?
Yeah, like, even there was a video... What was the video? It's called Lifeline.
Oh,
or
yes.
Or Lifelink or Lifeline.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Japanese game that was solely dependent on the headset, and you controlled this girl through your voice.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's just too early, because, like, half the time you're messing stuff up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, it's like, we're probably not going to see gameplay go in that direction anymore with a headset, because, like, all these voice-operated systems are taking over.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would love that, because the one thing I've always wanted is, like, when I'm playing, like, when I'm playing F1 or something, like, I would love to be able to call into my engineer and be like, you know, pit in, lane, what's the situation? I'd love to hear, like, total immersion. That's always what I've wanted, but obviously we're not going to go in that direction anymore, and it's going to be more... I guess more people like the Kinect stuff.
Well, I think it's smart with like I think that's the smartest thing they can do. Like have like for people who have their Kinect, they get that extra experience, but
it doesn't cost them any sort.
Yeah, it doesn't cost them any like
like
I don't know, not dysfunction, but like any clutter. So like that kind of like little tidbits extra that if you went in, you're just immersed in that game a little bit more. Yeah. They don't have to be like. Oh, so when you're the goalie, you can wave your arms around catch the balls.
No, and I do that, I agree. That's like the way to go.
Yeah, like your pit lane stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's, like, small, it's something that it's not overbearing on the developers.
Yeah, to do.
To do. And it's just a little extra to give you that fan.
Exactly.
That fan confidence, basically. Yeah. It's just like, I have my Xbox because when I do this, I can do cool stuff with the Kinect.
Yeah, definitely. And it also marks that Zune was just a beta test.
No, I don't think it was a beta test. I think they'll tell you it was a beta test. I think they were really trying with the Zune.
I don't know. It's tough. I mean, because they never...
Like, the Zune piece of like media itself and the software that it used was good. It's just the iPod was too big. Like, it's too big to fail.
Oh, no, I know. But I think they're smart that they're just giving everything a central branding.
Yeah.
You know, that was that. I think that was it for all their media stuff.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to see how many partnerships they have with, like...
Different
studio. Yeah. I was like, when they showed the entire board, I was like, wow.
It's like a NASCAR car.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, so I didn't realize you have that many stuff. And then they showed Dance Central 3.
You know who kicked that shit off? Usher!
Yes,
fucking Usher concert in the middle of the E3. So cool.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the press conference, but the fact that Usher was there, it's like, okay.
It's pretty
sick. That you got Usher? That's pretty cool. The funny thing, though, was, like, when I'm hearing, like, the video game press talk about it, they're like, yeah, Usher, I guess he was cool back, like, he used to be cool, or I guess he's alright, I guess he's cool, whatever. I'm like, you guys don't know anything about Usher? And then I'm like, Jesus Christ. I guess the whole video game community is just fucking hipsters, just talking about, like, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, check out my new art rock band.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Basically.
We only use ambient noises of paintbrushes on wood.
Yeah. But, Dance Central 3 looks like Dance Central. I don't really have anything to say about that game.
Dance, like, again, Harmonix, bringing out some fucking amazing products.
It just, you know, Dance Central 3 is very, it's a very good game.
Dance Central in general, that series is fantastic.
But the fact that they're limited to the Kinect, I mean, and the fact that Just Dance fucking outsells them out the ass.
I really wish there was a way that they could convey through, like... the PS3, PlayStation Eye.
Yeah.
Like, just convey movement. Because, like, I remember the Eye toy. Like, you can get movements and stuff.
Yeah, from people. Yeah.
I don't know what the Kinect has. Like, I know it has this 3D spatial recognition. But I think for, like, I don't think, like, a Dance Central game needs that, would you? Because, like, when you dance, it's never like, okay, now back up, then go forward and close.
Well, the Kinect also has two cameras.
Oh, true.
Right. And you're right. But I'm surprised Sony hasn't really, like, kicked off the PlayStation Eye stuff.
I don't know, Sony's bad with peripherals, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's true.
But Usher concert.
Yeah, Usher concert.
Oh, God.
It was cool.
So good.
Did you hear what Don Matrick said after Usher left?
No, I haven't.
He's like, we're just trying to usher in a new movement. And nobody laughed. And he paused, smiled, and he's like, and then we're going to kick off.
It's fucking genius.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll laugh so hard.
No one laughed.
Oh, it'll laugh so
he
hard.
He had like this awkward smirk, like he got a win. No one laughed. And I thought that was great. I laughed. I was like, you funny man.
I think it's just because nobody likes Usher in the video game community.
I think so. But then the last thing, they tried to kick it off big, but it was Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
And you know what? Call of Duty Black Ops 2 looks different enough from like the past 5 years of Call of Duty that I'm sorta lukewarm on it. But ultimately, I just don't care.
Honestly, after Modern Warfare 3, I don't give a fuck.
So after the most recent Call of Duty, you don't go fuck?
No, like, I didn't even go for, like, the original Black Ops and stuff. Like, my Call of Duty is, like, once every, like, 2-3 years. And that's what the Modern Warfare series did. Yeah. And then they're like, oh man, this new developer's gonna come in, zombies and shit.
Yeah,
well, but I don't care about that story anymore. And also, Call of Duty has fatigued the shit out of me. Yeah. Like, I was playing with TJ and his brother the other day.
Yeah.
I got through, like, 5 matches, and I'm like, this is like, the, like, it's either I play this or I play nothing, because I don't want to play anything, but I still don't want to play this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm super fatigued. Like, Call of Duty, because I also played with TJ, like, the other last week, but we just did, like, the hardest, of course, Spec Ops missions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was fine. We spent 2 hours, did one mission, that's it.
I assumed you were chatting on headsets or Skype or something?
No, I was at his house.
Oh, okay, see? There you go.
Yeah, and that's the only time it was awesome, when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, online, it's not as fun anymore. But, yeah, and like I said, if I'm only buying one FPS this year, it's Halo 4.
Okay.
But, that was it for Microsoft. I mean, overall, it was okay. No big surprises. Nothing that really blew me away. You almost...
I can say a lot of stuff looked cool. And honestly, the thing that got me excited the most was Dance Central 3.
Mm.
Was just like, that game still looks awesome. And they add more songs and new dance moves and stuff. Like, I'm totally on board.
Yeah.
But like, that's just me. Like, that's just like some niche.
Like, I will, like, I'll say, like, the best thing they had there probably was Halo 4. The thing is, like, I don't know what this says about Bungie, though, because, like, Bungie, like, kings of Halo, right? They made that stuff.
Yeah.
But Halo 4 looks like it could be better.
And they didn't make it.
Exactly.
But the thing is, that company has so much to work off of. Like,
that's very true. That's very true.
It's not that Bungie's like, oh, because they made a better Halo game than you, that they're a bad developer. It's like, no, Bungie has made so many Halo games. They have so much work to feed off of. Yeah. And since it's a Microsoft first party, I'm sure they're sharing code, statistics, like all that stuff with them.
No, you're
so
right.
So they can feed off that and,
you're right,
and do what they want.
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft's not stupid to let this game fail, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, it's Halo. It'll sell good numbers based on the name alone.
Mm-hmm. But so that was Microsoft. It was okay.
It was
you couldn't really get the vibe there that they're really waiting on next gen.
Usher.
Yeah.
To usher in a new era.
Yeah, of video games.
Of video games, okay.
Sweet. We should rate this. Okay, what grade school level would you give this? A, B, C, D, F.
Are we doing pluses and minuses?
Yes, we are, sir. Okay.
I'll give them a C plus.
Okay, I'll give him a B minus.
He's pretty average.
I'll give him a B minus. Yeah. I think, and that's probably only because I was more impressed by Smart Glass than you. That's really it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but everything else is probably the same. Next one's EA.
Sports. EA. It's in the game, son.
EA big.
EA big.
So EA guy, honestly, EA, I can't remember what they showed off, man.
I think that says a lot about what they showed.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't care. It was a lot of, like, Crysis 3 continuing the bow trend of the C3.
Yeah, I mean, Katniss Everdeen, she's just set off this, like, magical bonus.
She's being Lara Croft. Yeah. You're now an armored man.
Yeah, with the Crysis suit. Crysis 3, I will say, looks pretty, but...
I think it's a mistake that they're bringing it out so soon.
It's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah. I think that's too soon for a Crysis game. Like, I always, like, I've said this before, I think Crysis is that series where you go, holy shit, look at this jump. Yeah. Like, look at the, like when Crysis 1 came out, it was like, fuck, you need a PC that hasn't been invented yet to play this shit. And when Crysis 2 came out, it was like, oh my god, all the post-processing bullshit on here is so crazy. I need so much memory, so much RAM.
I think you're right. I think they brought it out too soon, but at this point, EA has no other IPs that they can rely on.
Yeah. Right? Like, I would say, well, their sports division always makes money.
Exactly.
But, like, other than that, like, they showed Medal of Honor.
Which no one cares about.
And, like, they're trying to compete with Call of Duty on two fronts, with Battlefield and Call of Duty and Medal of Honor.
Yeah, and the way to think of it is, like, Call of Duty had, like, the Modern Warfare and then the Black Ops team, whatever. And so they have Battlefield and the Medal of Honor team.
Yeah.
And no one really cares.
But the thing is, the Battlefield team, that's not a game you release annually. Yeah. That's a game you release, like, half a decade.
Yeah, and you know what? I also remember reading that they also have a Bad Company game in the works, and I've always loved the Bad Company
games are fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
And so, like, if that's in the works, what the fuck's the point of Medal of Honor?
I think they're just drowning themselves in shooters.
Yeah. Like, well, how about we talk about the big important one, then? Madden. No, okay. I'm joking.
What, the Infinity Engine?
Yes.
Okay, let me listen, man. I heard that you can tackle them any way you want.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I used to be a Madden fan.
Yeah.
Like, believe it or not, like, I would buy, for about 3 or 4 years, I would buy every Madden that came out. I even bought the special edition of Madden 05 that came with, like, the old Madden 98s and stuff. Like, those, like, Madden's fun, but even now, it's just, like, there's just no real jumps that I care about.
The thing is, you know what? This year's Madden, I'm not going to lie, I am very interested in a lot of aspects of this game.
Yeah.
Like, I am interested in the whole RPG element.
Yeah, taking your... Because they've tried that before, but now they've fleshed it out to its fullest.
I'm interested in social network side of it.
Oh, yeah, the fake Twitter
fake
with
Twitter,
all the ESPN guys
fake
and stuff.
News stuff. I'm interested in, like, the total immersion. I just don't want to play the game.
You just don't want to play football.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, but if they took that stuff, threw it in maybe an F1 racing game, I'd be all in that shit.
I think one of the coolest things they've done with Madden was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They added live ESPN ticker at the bottom, but of real sports news.
Wow, that's cool.
I thought that was really cool. And I was like, I almost picked up that game based on that alone.
So it's like, it's always constantly checking the internet for new feeds
and
stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, so during football season,
wow,
you'll be playing Madden, and at the bottom there's a ticker that's like, here's the latest update, second quarter.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, they need to do more stuff like that, but like...
I like that total immersion stuff.
Yeah, again, total immersion, like, there's only so far where you can go with a football game.
Yeah.
Until it becomes, like, one of those super hardcore Sims on the PC that no one plays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, Madden is the biggest franchise, but it's nowhere near the Sim, like, a Sim game. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty realistic, but not that much. So, the stuff they're doing with the Infinity Engine is cool. They have the new tackles and stuff, like, so... Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if you get tackled in the legs in the air, you'll flip. You'll do all kinds of weird dynamic shit. But yeah, no, again, just like the Kinect stuff, like, I just want immersion. Like, I want stuff that'll pull me into your game and forget that I'm playing it.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the real EA big hitter that they were hoping was going to get everybody off. Dead Space 3.
Dead Space 3? I don't know. Fucking.
Honestly, it looks like Gears of War.
Yeah, it's Gears of War in space, and that annoys me to no end.
At this point, I'm like, I'd still rather play Gears of War.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know. Cause
even though I'm sick of Gears of War, I'd still rather play that.
So I like Dead Space 2. Dead Space 2, I thought, was a fine game. There were some good scares. There still had the horror aspect, but Dead Space 1 is... That is, like, one of my favorite games this gen.
Yeah, Dead Space 1 is probably this gen's Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, like, it is so good. There's so many jump scares. Even though you get these powerful, cool weapons, they still manage to make it feel like you're alone. But Dead Space 3, as soon as you add one other person, that instantly makes anything less scary.
It does, unfortunately.
Like, playing Dead Space 1, and even if I was just Skyping with someone, or like I knew someone was, say, upstairs in my like in my house, that instantly made that game less scary. So...
What if that other person they added was, like, the girl from 4, where she's, like, this helpless dude? Would you have liked that?
I don't know. They'd have to balance it out right. You can't add some helpless guy and then not kind of make it into a protection quest, like, the whole game.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, I can do cool stuff, but I can't fight it all, so fucking watch me, and if I die, game over.
No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, like, I don't know. The Necromorph, like, lore and all that shit, the way they can make all these weird monsters and stuff is cool. Like, they're set, like those two set pieces they showed with the giant drill and the giant necromorph where you got eaten. Those look badass, but that's not what Dead Space should be about. Dead Space is about that horror aspect, that part where you're alone, Isaac, trying to make it through, figure out what the fuck's going on, and live, basically. You're just, the whole game, you're just trying to survive. And this one is just like, you know what, now I got a buddy who's a Marine, like some deep-voiced Marine, and we're going to go through guns toting. With you, the thing I saw, I heard, universal ammo, which makes it so that, like, the one big scary part about Dead Space was that you had no ammo, and you had to make every shot count. And then the other thing is drop-in, drop-out co-op, which I could see, like, co-op as in, like, oh, I'll start a game with a co-op, but if I want to, but I just don't want people to come into my game and be like, hey, what's up?
What if it was two separate campaigns, and what they're only showing us is the co-op campaign?
I would be totally fine with that. If they still had a...
Because that's what I'm crossing my fingers for, but I don't think that's happening.
I don't know. Like, as soon as I saw them fighting other humans, I was like, I'm fucking done.
Because what if what we actually saw was like a horde mode or something.
That would be awesome. Okay. Like Dead Space 2 multiplayer, that was fun, yeah. But it wasn't fleshed out enough for me to play other than the first 2 weeks.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm just disappointed because it's not horror. But
and
I'm sure people picked up Dead Space 2 because it's like, oh man, I was jumping through space and shit.
Yeah, I absolutely love Dead Space 2.
Yeah, Dead Space 2 has great set pieces again. Yeah,
that part when you're like at the top and you have to blast.
Yeah, it's like you can't take the elevator. The fastest way is that you're gonna jet boost down to the bottom. Yeah. Like that part was sick. I was like,
you're gonna turn me into Iron Man? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's cool for an action game. Yeah. I just don't know how it went off the rails so bad, like from a horror game. But yeah, again, even if they did try to show the horror aspects, horror's bad to demo.
Yeah.
So they had to show something exciting. Exactly. So I'm still going to give it the benefit
of the doubt. You're optimistic for it.
Yes. I want to be optimistic for it.
Okay. So EA had all these big games that they were hoping was going to blow everybody away. But honestly, the one that I think took that entire show by storm was Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Oh, you mean Burnout Paradise 2?
That's the one. With
licensed cars?
That's the one.
It's just fucking cool as.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that, you know what, that game is back. Because I put in Paradise after watching that, and I'm like, man, this game's awesome.
Like,
and licensed cars?
So much shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, take down, like, the Burnout formula is so goddamn fun.
Yeah.
And they come out on a release schedule that doesn't make me wish them to take a break. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It always makes me want more. It's like, it's been like 2-3 years. Like, Burnout Paradise came out like 2008?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, like, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's Yeah, 4 years. Yeah, wait.
Pro tip, if you play Burnout Paradise now, all the DLC's free.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
And they give you, and they unlock everything.
Oh, yeah, because the unlock code is free.
Yeah. I put it in, and I'm like, whoa, I got everything.
So, yeah, like, that Big Surf Island DLC, like,
it's free.
Criterion constantly does amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's mostly with cars. I don't think we're ever going to see a Black sequel.
No,
but no. I really wish.
No, you keep wishing, buddy.
I'll keep wishing. But yeah, no, man.
Yeah,
that was my takeaway from E3.
Yeah, like, that was
from the EA press conference. That was
same
so
here.
Good.
Like that was the game. Like, you know what? I think to me, Forza Horizon has a more interesting concept. Like it's at a music concert, like Coachella, and you're trying to do this whole festival with cars. But honestly, I think the safer bet, if I had to pick one, would be Most Wanted. Like, if I was going to be like, who's going to make the better game? Probably Need for Speed.
And the fact that I'm the biggest Most Wanted fan.
Yeah.
Like, here. Like, I can remember so many lines from Razor Callahan. Like,
which, I don't know why you know the story.
Just
of that
another
game.
Bolt-on Wonder Boy looking
I
to get
I don't know why
smoked.
You know the that.
You know, you want to race?
Yeah.
$5,000. You know what? Yeah. $5,000! It's like, oh my god, it's so good. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope FMV acting in that game.
Yes. Yes.
Full on. Yeah.
They also showed some other stuff, or they announced stuff like BioWare's, like, come and play my Star Wars MMO.
Hey.
Please? It's sort of free to play.
We're adding a bunch of stuff. We just want to get more subscribers before next year when we come out here and say Star Wars is free to play.
Yay! Yeah, which is kind of sad and pathetic. But that's really it from that press conference. Nothing else, right?
I'm kind of... That Star Wars thing made me think about, like, where the future of MMOs headed. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking now that WoW was a one-time phenomenon.
It is.
That's not going to happen again.
Yep.
Like, even if they come out with a World of Warcraft 2,
yep.
Like, I don't think they'll be able to pull those
numbers. Yeah, I honestly believe... Blizzard's next MMO is one going to be sci-fi and two free-to-play straight out the gate.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, the only MMO that has anybody excited on the boards that I see is Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, and that's one time.
And, yeah, and it's that's, like, you pay your $60.
Yeah, you play
and
forever.
You play forever. And then, well, occasionally we'll bring out expansions, but if it's as massive as Guild Wars 1, Guild Wars 1, every expansion, you got a new continent to do stuff on, and new whole new story, original, new armor, new all kinds of new shit. Like, and they were worth the $40 that you would pay for it. And so, I think that's just free to play is the way to go right now.
Mm-hmm. But that was it for EA. Nothing else.
Yeah, that was it.
So give me, I'm gonna kick ratings off here. They get a D.
What?
Yeah.
You thought that they were worse than the Microsoft conference.
Yeah. I thought that they had nothing of value, and I would give them an F, but they had Need for Speed, so they got a D.
You know what? That is smart. Like, I think I'm letting... I don't want to let one game be my super hyped.
Yeah, because if you say E gets an A because you thought Need for Speed was like, fucking awesome...
In my mind, like, EA had something, like, and that was Need for Speed. And I think that's so amazing. But it's not... The conference was overall better than the Microsoft conference.
Yeah.
Because like, Microsoft had, oh, this is neat, this is neat, this is neat, this is neat. Like, a constant, like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But this was just, like, snooze, snooze, snooze. Need for Speed, holy shit.
Yep.
News, man, whatever. Yeah. I'll give them a D. I'll give them a D as well.
As well, because of Need for Speed on the same logic?
D plus.
Okay, fine.
D plus.
I don't know why you give them a plus.
It's because Need for Speed. Because Need for Speed, that's why.
Okay, let's move into Ubisoft.
Okay, Ubisoft.
Is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
You know what? Say whatever you want, man.
That's because, you know, they don't even know what it is.
Because they're fucking French and they don't like, give a fuck.
So first of all, hosted by Aish Tyler.
That was... When I saw that, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
And when the first things out of her mouth were...
We're all a little gay.
Yeah, and female boner.
Girlwood.
Oh, Girlwood. I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, she... I think the fact they brought in that YouTube guy...
Yeah.
...was a mistake.
What? You know, it felt like there was animosity between them.
I literally felt like they hated each other.
Yeah.
Or not that... Like, the YouTube guy was too oblivious to notice.
Yeah.
But Aisha Tyler was like, if we were on stage, I'd rip out your throat.
Yeah.
And that made some of the portions awkward and also amazing.
Yeah. Like, when he got to come out on stage,
you could just feel
the tension.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to end up in a fist fight.
Yeah. But no. We're talking about the games here. So, first thing they showed, I don't know.
What was... Okay, well, if we can't remember the order, let's go through the big ones.
Well, I think one of the first ones they showed was Splinter Cell.
What? Yeah, okay. They showed more Splinter Cell.
They showed Blacklist, and again, Blacklist looks great.
Still looks great.
Then they showed some Rayman Legends.
Yes!
Rayman Legends. And it looks like an evolution of Rayman Origins.
Yeah, and it looks great. I just hope it's not Wii U exclusive.
Oh, shit, I never thought about that.
Yeah, because they had a lot of... Because... What they showed it on was the Wii U, and they were focusing so much on it, like, oh, the new controller.
And that fifth player.
Yeah, we have this, it's five-player co-op on the Wii U, because we have this fifth helper character, kind of like the helper in, what is it, Super Mario Galaxy?
Yeah.
But I really hope that's not Wii U exclusive.
I didn't think about that, yeah. That could be a possibility.
Like, we'll get to it later, we'll get to Nintendo later, but...
Well, you know what, to be honest, I don't really care about the game anyway.
Yeah, I care.
Yeah.
Like, that game... Like,
did you play Origins?
I rented it when there were still rental stores. But yeah, no, I played it. I really enjoyed it. I should go pick it up now. It's like $20.
Yeah, I mean it looks good for that audience. It looks good.
Yeah.
But
if you're super artsy,
mm-hmm.
go for it. Like, oh my god.
And then they showed I think this is where we first got to see Assassin's Creed 3, like new footage from.
Was it that or did they show Far Cry?
Oh, yeah, they showed both.
Yeah, so let's go. Far Cry's easy.
Yeah.
It looks fine.
It looks...
Jungle looks nice.
Yeah, they got some good, sweet jungle tech.
Yeah,
but,
like Speed Tree all up in that shit.
Yeah, but then again, there's a lot of great-looking games out there, so...
Yeah.
But,
I am you, and you are me.
Yeah.
Some Tyler...
That entire trailer leading up, I'm like, okay, he's you. It's got to be that. And they end with that. I'm like, oh, you're the same guy. You're fucking psycho. Okay, whatever. Okay. But you know what? Far Cry 2, I never talked about it on this show, but I thought it was a good game, but it wasn't anything spectacular.
I just thought its downfall was that the world was too open. Like, mission points were too far from each other. And in the jungle, there was literally nothing.
Yeah. There was nothing to do.
Go on, animal. Go.
Yeah. But then we saw Assassin's Creed 3, and I think this... I'm a lot happier with what I've seen at the Assassin's Creed now. Like, I thought the concept of Civil War was cool, but I was afraid that it was going to just be more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to see that they've decided to do a lot more variety in what you're doing now.
Yeah, they showed, like, an open-world quest system.
Yeah, and that really excites me. I'm like, oh, so he just went to go kill that thing because he wanted, like, a pelt?
Yeah, so you get the pelt and you can go to the skinner. He gives you your money for it. Or information, I assume. Like, that seems really interesting. That seems really cool that the open world is not just there, like, in the other ones, just for you to hop around rooftops to get to your target. Like, it's a breathing city.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool. Dynamic weather system.
Yeah.
Seasonal changes.
That
this stuff all sounds great.
And I really hope that those seasonal changes aren't story triggered.
Oh, you know what they are.
Yeah, because like, if I could just play the game for a long time and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's been 30 days game or like 90 days game time.
Yeah.
It's now summer instead of spring.
Yeah.
And like, if I can go through that change naturally,
yeah,
that would be cool.
No, you know what? It's going to be like certain points and then it'll tell you if you have not completed quests, do it now. We're progressing. That's the only way I think they can do it with the Animus and how they go from chapter to chapter.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they're going to be that crazy about
that. Well, speaking of the Animus, they pretty much hinted there was like really no Animus interference
in the demo at all. I know.
Which makes me wonder, like, my whole interesting point about Assassin's Creed is that outside story of Desmond, of the modern day Templars, of the modern day assassins.
Do you want to know what my theory is on this?
Go.
The reason you're not going to see that stuff is because it's Desmond's story is really Watch Dogs.
What?
Yeah, man.
Now you're dumb.
Yeah, man.
All right, it's okay. Assassin's Creed 3 looked good. I'm excited. Many characters like Splinter Cell. But Watch Dogs, biggest game at the Ubisoft conference.
Yeah, Watch Dogs. It is interesting.
It looked like just GTA on roids, kind of. So...
Even up until the point when he pulled out the gun, I was just disinterested.
Like, really?
Yeah, I was just... When he pulled out the gun, I was like, oh, fuck. You're just, like, some sort of renegade tech geek, and now suddenly you can also be a fucking badass with a... Like, a marksman with a pistol?
See, my thing is, I'm interested in what I can do with that tech.
Yes.
And I wonder if I can complete those missions without pulling my gun. Like, because there's going to be some sort of gunplay in that kind of game, like, obviously. But I wonder how much I can get away without pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if I can manipulate, like...
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting part. Yeah.
Technology, like, all that stuff to the max. Because when he set all the lights to green and he caused that pileup, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I just hope that I can do something that will that will make me not pull out a gun for a couple minutes.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? I'm like sold on the concept of this game.
Yeah, like, what is it? Information overload.
Yeah.
Some guy got
that opening trailer was great, especially because they're like, this part, August 2003, there's blackout. We're part of that blackout. Like, spoiler.
Tied it into real world
events. We're part of that blackout. We survived blackout 2003. Yeah, but
like, and also the end of that demo where the other player shows up, which is interesting. Like, I wonder if it could be like a cops versus robbers type thing. It's like some people can be the cops and you have to chase this guy who has all the tech power, or if it's like, it's like, okay, that guy is a part of this group,
yeah.
And so now that the guys are on them, the group has to protect their own, like that kind of thing. But
yeah,
I wonder what they're gonna play. I want more info, obviously, but.
The thing that turned me off, apart from the gun thing, is I am not a fan of the whole, like, one guy moving, like, he's just like, I'm the most genius hacker in the world, and...
You're tired of that solo story,
basically? Yeah, like, what I was hoping for was, like, huge, like, corporate espionage.
See, that's what I'm hoping that's the end of that demo is.
Maybe,
hopefully. Like, that guy is, like, some sort of special dude.
Maybe.
But he couldn't do it without his crew. Like, I hope that's kind of the deal.
Yeah, like, I hope it's, like, at the top level, like, government-government battles. Like, I don't want, like, solo resistance movement. Yeah.
If you're just, like, a one-man wrecking crew with an iPad.
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah.
So that was the Ubisoft conference. Like, they had a good showing.
Yeah, they had a really good
Splinter
showing.
Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed.
Rayman
for me. The fucking Watch Dogs, that's like the most talked about game.
They also had Far Cry there, and I feel like they had one more that we're missing out on. But it's probably a bunch of just Wii U stuff.
Just Dance.
Oh.
That was it.
That and the shooting game. With the pro Counter-Strike team.
Oh, Shoot Mania.
That's the one.
See, okay, so apparently that whole stage demo was pre-recorded.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
And then they got the people to come out and be like, oh, yeah, we're playing.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I really love Trackmania. Trackmania is, like, fantastic.
I understand the appeal of Trackmania.
Yeah. I just don't know how, like, it's weird seeing Trackmania because that's so arcadey and so over the top that it's like, this is just pure unadulterated racing fun. Mm-hmm. But how heavy they're going into the MLG aspect of Shoot Mania.
Yes.
It makes me wonder how much creative control you can really have without having... Because that's what those Mania games are all about. It's all about creation. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But if you're going to regulate it in such a way that you want MLG to pick it up, like, there are going to be a few maps that people will play, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
And apparently, because you know how you saw no guns in mm-hmm. that demo? Mm-hmm. So apparently, wherever you're standing on the tile determines mm-hmm. which gun you have. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you go up into a sniper area and there's a sniper there, your gun turns into a sniper rifle. If there's another guy up there, you can't switch to, like, a pistol or a shotgun. Yes. And I think that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I want to kill this guy for, like, sneaky style, but it doesn't seem like there's any melee.
Yeah.
And if the gun just auto-switches for me, like, that's, like, oh, now I got to kill with a sniper rifle, it's going to suck.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
They only showed it briefly, and they just showed those MLG teams, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's the entire Ubisoft press conference.
Yep.
What do you want to rate this one?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Same here. I think it deserves a B+. Like, definitely.
It was... They had the best showing. The only really amazing thing that blew me away, like new IPs, was Watch Dogs.
Uh-huh.
Assassin's Creed just... Okay. Like, I'm just relieved that it's not Ezio again. That's all it is.
I'm also just pleased that it's not... Like, it actually looks like they have new ideas.
Yeah. That they're just, oh man, you loved Ezio in those last three games.
Yeah.
Now we're in future Italy.
Yeah. You know, like, because I am the type of guy, I played one, played two, played the first hour of Brotherhood, and then I was like, I'm going to skip this one and Revelations.
Yeah,
I'm
ready for three. I played Brotherhood even, and I skipped Revelations.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a pretty big, I would say I'm a pretty big Assassin's Creed fan. Like, mm-hmm. I got a Platinum in two. So, like, that's not really, but still, like, I'm just, no more Ezio. Like, Ezio, you're a great character.
Yeah, and
you are fine, but you overstayed your welcome.
Yeah, and same with that setting. I'm glad we're done with that.
And the fact that Revelations didn't move the story forward one bit. Like, it literally did nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that was the thing I wanted to say about Watch Dogs. I'm just afraid, because this is the same feeling that I got when I saw Assassin's Creed for the first time.
Okay.
You know, like, Assassin's Creed looked amazing as an open world game when it first demoed and whatever. But then when you played the game, it's like, wow, this is a whole bunch of repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel that fun after so many hours. And I'm just afraid Watch Dogs might go down that route. I'm hoping they learned their lesson with that. But
also, you think they gave you all this freedom and all these tools, but the most effective way to do one thing will just be that one way for every mission?
Exactly, and it's going to be the same set of, like, repetitious mission structure. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, and if it really is open world like it seems, then
yeah,
that's a higher chance of that happening.
That's my only thing I'm worried about with Watch Dogs, because, again, Assassin's Creed, great concept, just when the game came out, it was like, well, we got to fix a whole bunch of shit with this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so B+ for that one. Let's move on to the Sony press conference.
Mm-hmm. Jack Trenton.
Yeah, Jack Trenton. My God, Jack Trenton, I don't like you. You are dry as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sony, I read a lot of mixed feelings about the way they opened.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Quantic Dream's new game.
Beyond.
Beyond Two Souls, starring Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah, Sony was the Ellen Page show.
Yes, it was. Ooh. It was the Ellen Page show.
And so this is real Ellen Page.
This is legit Ellen Page.
They got Ellen Page, they hired her, they mocapped her face.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to make you act. And then they showed a gameplay trailer where she doesn't talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah. we picked Ellen Page because she's got wicked acting. And then for like 10 minutes, Ellen Page is sitting there silently.
It's a fan with her eyes.
Yeah. You know... Beyond Two Souls, if you liked Heavy Rain, no doubt you're going to think this game is fucking amazing.
Like, Quantic Dream, I don't think they can do wrong by their fans.
Yeah.
Like, that is a company, like, say, an Atlas,
mm-hmm.
where, like, whatever they bring out, their fans will be like, holy fucking shit.
Yes.
Like, this is amazing. Like,
yes.
Especially with, like, I remember Indigo Prophecy on the PS2 and Xbox. Like, that game had some issues,
mm-hmm.
but I got over them fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love that shit. I never played Heavy Rain, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I never played Indigo Prophecy. I played Heavy Rain. And I liked Heavy Rain. I liked Heavy Rain a lot, actually. But it wasn't a game that I thought was for everyone. Definitely not for everyone.
Yeah, no. It's cool. Like, I could show that to someone.
Yeah.
Like, say a relative is over and it's like, oh, they want to see a video game. I'd show them a Quantic Dream game.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff that can do, like, the way they mocap, act, like, just the emotion they can bring out. but I would never tell them to play it.
Yeah, and the great thing about like the game is they manage to put you in moments where you're almost like squeamish or you feel awkward about certain things. Like, you really don't want to push the X button, even though as easy as it is.
Yeah, and especially since they know how to do smart things. Even with button prompts, they somehow manage to make that tense.
Yeah.
Like when in Heavy Rain, when a tense or a hard situation's happening, it's going around your head and shaking all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, they even made that.
Yeah, but then this moves into my big problem about, like, Quantic Dream's style of gaming, the fact that it's not really a game.
It's an interactive story?
Yeah, and...
like, and it's different than, say... like, obviously, all games are interactive
stories. Yeah, like, I'd say, like, Uncharted has, like, an amazing story, but for the most part, you're playing.
Yeah.
And a lot of dialogue comes when you're playing. This game, quotations, is really just it's probably going to be like a 10-hour cutscene with button prompts.
So you feel their games are more of experiences than...
yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I like the fact that games are moving closer towards movies, but the fact that this isn't a game, this is just a movie stripped of... or a movie taken apart to be jammed into something interactive. Okay. It kind of saddens me. At this point, why isn't he just making a movie? Or why isn't he making a TV show?
This is the point where I wish you played Indigo Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't tell you to go play it now. It's way too late.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, that game had a lot more gameplay than cutscene.
Yeah.
And they managed to wrap the story around it in cool cutscenes. Mm-hmm. But I see where you're coming from. Like, seeing Heavy Rain, it does look, like, that does look that way. Like, even playing the demo, it's like, this is cool. But I just walked for a while. And then I got into a fight where I pressed buttons.
Yeah. You say press buttons like that's any other game, but in this game it's more...
no, it's just like... says press X, press... oh, you didn't press X, you got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very optimistic, and I probably will play it most likely day one, just because, whatever.
You gotta keep gaming cred, son.
Yeah, you know, like, I may not like everything, but I'll give it a fair chance, and whatever.
But I just want to see more Ellen Page.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm on the Ellen Page train. I like Ellen Page.
Ellen Page is cool. She,
it's pretty hot.
We get to go through her for 15 years of her life in this game, so
that's cool. That seems interesting. I want to see where the story goes from that, because they have the whole, like, I'm, like, telekinetic psychic craziness, like, oh, and there's someone else here.
Yes.
But I want to see that age progression. Yeah. I want to see how this takes a toll on someone's life. Like, that seems really interesting.
Yeah, and it's definitely one of those things that either make or break this game.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, not a game for everyone.
What else did they show? Then what was it, the Sony Smash Bros?
Yeah, PlayStation Vita PlayStation
All-Stars
Battle Royale.
Now on the Vita.
Now on the Vita.
Sure.
The Vita. I called this, boys and girls. I also called crossplay.
But you know what you called but didn't happen? Vita exclusive characters.
I know. I can't believe that didn't happen. I thought I was so close.
Okay. So I was kind of whatever on this game,
mm-hmm.
But at the, like, it looked okay just playing it. Like,
yeah, it looked fun.
Like, if I got a couple of buddies over, it's like, hey, let's play the Smash Bros. Equivalent. But the end of that trailer, when they showed the two new characters, or the end of the demo, when it was Nathan Drake and a Big Daddy.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm just like, okay, wait, they have Parappa, they have Sweet Tooth, they have Fat Princess.
Yep.
This game is going to have the fucking weirdest roster of people, and that gets me so excited.
Yeah.
Because Sony's, like if you think about it, like in the PS1, PS2, Sony was constantly making just mascots.
Yeah.
And if they can bring those back, like, if I can have a fucking Tomba game, like, mm-hmm. Tomba appear, and I can fight Sweet Tooth, that sounds sick. Like,
I'm all about that. I just don't know how far they can go with the obscure characters, though.
Yeah, Parappa is already getting pretty obscure.
Yeah, I would even say Fat Princess is pretty obscure. Like, if you're trying to sell this game to, like, the mainstream, like Super Smash Brothers does, I wouldn't say Fat Princess is.
I would say more people know about Fat Princess than say that than
Parappa.
Than Parappa.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Like Parappa. Like, if you think about it, if you're like an older gamer like us, like Parappa is ingrained in your mind. Like that onion battle, the karate rap, like that is like gaming history, but. I can tell you how many people like don't know who Parappa is, and it's like, on one hand that saddens me.
Yeah.
On the other hand, that tells me I'm old.
Yeah.
And on the like my third hand, which I don't have, but
my foot.
Yeah, my foot on my left foot. It just tells me that like these characters are old, and Sony's really bad with keeping mascots.
Yeah,
like because like think of what kind of mascots have they kept from the PS1 era?
None,
like zero. What kind of mascots have they kept from the PS2 era? Ratchet, which is slowly going down the drain because their next game is downloadable. Yeah. And Sly Cooper, which they're just bringing back now.
Yeah. There's a lot of PS2 mascots that just haven't been brought back, like Jack.
Yeah, no Jack, no Daxter.
Yeah. Although Daxter has had a healthy life on the PSP.
Yeah. Whatever.
But, like,
I remember when that first Daxter game came out, and they made the exact same mistake they made with Jack 2.
Yes.
Which was, in Jack 2, they made him this emo brooding bullshit dude. And then they made fucking Daxter some emo brooding bullshit guy.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
I agree. This game is definitely gonna, like, to me, it's, I gotta see more characters. Because that's what's gonna either sell me on this game or just completely turn me off.
That is, like, the gameplay, I couldn't give a fuck.
Exactly. Right now. It's all about the characters now.
Like, this is not a serious fighting game, so I'm not super into the mechanics. Yeah. This is, like, just super party fun.
Yeah.
I want that roster of characters to be as fucking crazy as it can possibly be. And if it isn't, I'm not buying it.
One character I really want to see is Crash Bandicoot, but not just any Crash. I want Crash after he's gotten the X tattooed on his arm. Do you remember that ad?
So you want... Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's an ad, like, after Sony lost exclusive rights to him and he went to Xbox, he got this, like, green X on his... It's
fucking stupid.
Like, I want that.
No.
In... I know it's not gonna happen.
It won't happen.
But
I can see Crash Bandicoot coming in there.
Yeah. Maybe it's a GameStop exclusive skin.
Maybe. My want is Ooh La La from Space
Channel 5. No, that's not happening.
I want Ooh La La from Space Channel 5 in there. If I'm telling you right now, Sony, if she is in that game, I'm instantly buying it no matter who else is there.
I'll tell you, will you buy it if Cloud and Sephiroth's in there?
No.
Because they're gonna be there.
I hope so. Because that
trust.
If they're smart, they'll put them in there.
Yeah, they got to.
Or at least one of them. It doesn't even like if they want to have different Final Fantasies. Like they want to put like Cecil in Sephiroth.
There has Cecil.
I don't know.
It's like, gonna be on a PlayStation. Like if anything, you're gonna get like Yuna.
Yuna and Sephiroth or Tidus or Orin.
Yeah, I mean Snake's obviously gonna be in it.
Oh, you think that there won't be like. Confliction from Nintendo being like, no, he's in our Smash Bros. Game. You can't put him in another one.
No. Snake's gonna be in there. Yeah. Snake was a loan to Nintendo.
Young Snake or Old Snake?
I don't think it's gonna matter. I think it's gonna be costume swaps.
Oh, okay. I can see that. And then they have the same moves.
Yeah. Just like Crash. Regular Crash and Xbox Crash.
No, that's my only care. I want Ooh La La and I want to fight people with the power of dance reporting.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why not?
Choo.
I won't ride in, but whatever.
Well, he's got his own game.
Whatever.
I think that was cool.
Uh-huh.
But whatever. Okay, so what else does Sony have?
They went into their Vita movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the second one I called White Vita.
With the Assassin's Creed
3 bundle.
Game. And it's cool that they're making, like, a whole new game. And also, they're putting Call of Duty on that shit. What is it, Declassified Ops or whatever?
Yeah, and you know what? That's the smartest move they've ever made. Like, if you want to sell this handheld, put Call of Duty on it.
Yeah, apparently, the rumor is that, like, Black Ops had a lot of missions that were just cut.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, rumor has it that those missions that were cut are going to be the Vita game. But, full-on multiplayer shooter...
On
like
Vita?
Biggest first-person shooting name that will move consoles, that will move handhelds.
The other thing too is if they can confirm cross-platform play like with PlayStation 3, shit's hot.
But
I don't think they're gonna do it.
No, but like that Call of Duty game doesn't do anything. Like that's not related to anything that's out on the consoles. That's its own thing.
No, but what if it's like what if it actually is just Black Ops Vita version?
Okay, if. Like, yeah, cross-platform type stuff. I don't know if they'll do a, like, online. That seems way more complicated.
But yeah, maybe it just, totally like, does. It does sound complicated. But
just, like, kind of like, what would I say? So I would have my Vita, and then I hook it up to my PlayStation, get exclusive shit in both games. Like, I get a gun or something. Yeah. That kind of stuff. And, like, the people who play Call of Duty will eat that shit.
Yep.
they'll be like, listen, I need this gold diamond encrusted skin for my AK because I'm going to go around shooting pop, like popping caps in people's asses. That's how people talk, right?
Yeah, no. Okay. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, so out there in the in the wild.
But yeah, they definitely had stuff to show. I mean, the Assassin's Creed 3 for Vita is with a girl assassin. It's like
all over that, Scarlet Wint.
Pretty much. Like, at least now there's three games I want for the Vita.
Yeah, like, if they can keep pushing it, like, you're going to make me want to buy a Vita soon.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe Assassin's Creed, get that Uncharted.
That white Vita looks sexy.
Persona 4 Golden's coming out this holiday season as well. Yeah,
that too.
So, I mean, yeah, I can see myself with a Vita at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. A white one. And then they showed this, they brought out the Move.
Okay, so this Wonder Book bullshit lasted way too long.
Yeah?
Way too long. I'm pretty sure I fell asleep during the conference.
Yeah.
So it's like some Pottermore bullshit.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh my god, this is the closest a Muggle could be to being in the Harry Potter world. Yeah. But it's just like, yeah, this is just the fucking iToy regular. This is like some, what's that card game that they brought out?
Eye of Judgment.
Eye of Judgment. This is some Eye of Judgment shit, but with a book.
Yeah.
Like, I can see this being cool. Like, they could, like, market as some sort of educational toy for kids. Like, yeah. If they can get, like, Leapfrog on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be like, hey, we're going to release some AR books.
Yeah.
And, like, you can check. Like,
wow, yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, Leapfrog is huge. But if you can put your book on a TV and make that shit come to life, like, just think about it. Like, maybe not a book as heavy as The Hobbit, but my example would be, like, The Hobbit. So it's like, oh, when they first introduced that dragon in that book, you could have the dragon appear out of the book.
Yes.
Like, that kind of stuff. That would be smart.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll do that.
No.
And I think PlayStation will continue to make stupid ideas with their peripherals.
You know what? I think this one, I don't think this is that stupid. I think it'll be fun for kids.
It's interesting. Wonder Book is stupid.
You know, they got the Harry Potter license attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, kids, who doesn't want to do, what are their spell calls? Incendio and something flying magics? I should know this shit. I read
Leviosa.
Wingardia Leviosa.
Wingardia Leviosa.
Yeah, like, come on, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to do anything with it, but hey, kids will love that.
Yeah, I'm sure my nieces will be all over that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what they're going for. They're not trying to market this to us, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Although,
but at a conference where the main people in the audience are late 20s to mid 30s reporters.
Yeah, but you got to remember E3 is not about us. It's about
I'm sorry. It's about the audience of Spike TV.
No, but it's about the big box retailers like Best Buy and Toys R Us. That's what E3 is really about.
I thought there was like a secret E3 for that. Like,
there is, where they sell the, because they gotta try and sell them on their shit. And like, how much are you gonna order this holiday? Order a whole bunch of these Wonder Books.
Yeah, I think Wonder Book should not be limited to one game. And they should
not.
And they should, like, just make a division
for
that shit. It's like, listen, we have this educational division now.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because, like, no, there's this one game I still always wanted for my PlayStation I, and that was the iPad.
iPad is cool.
And, like, I've always wanted that, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it's like, I'll play, like, that seems interesting. If I can find it for about $10,
I
will be like, hey, cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't care.
Yeah. Let's move on. They also showed some Assassin's Creed footage. These are some exclusive stuff, and this was all pirate ship battles.
Naval combat.
And I'm a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan, and this is what that looked like, basically. And whoa, again, Assassin's Creed, you're looking awesome this year.
Every conference it was shown, it was, this looks great. This looks fucking amazing. This looks, oh my god.
Yeah.
So
Assassin's Creed's looking good, and I like how he's dressed as a captain.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have the stupid Assassin's Creed hood on.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm a fucking boat captain.
Yeah.
We're gonna do some shit.
Yeah. That looks great. So I can't wait for that.
What else was there? Oh, I think, was this near the end? Because Wonder Book took so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this was near the end, and then they showed Last of Us.
I could have swore they showed something before that. Oh, they showed God of War.
Oh, whatever.
And yeah, you know what? Couldn't give a damn.
Like, I'm a big Gears of War fan. I own...
You mean God of War?
Or, God of War fan.
Yeah.
G-O-W.
Yeah.
But I own 1 and 2 on the PS2. I own the collection, and I own 3.
Wait, you own the God of War collection as well?
Yeah.
That's interesting that you bought that.
I just wanted the trophies.
Oh, easy trophies. You are such a whore.
Easy trophies, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So,
why don't you have the PSP collection?
Because there's no trophies in that.
Yeah, there is.
The PSP?
Yeah, they redid them and put them on PS3.
What?
Yeah.
If you buy... Oh, that one!
It comes with a red controller and it's $40.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I can show you the flyer.
I do want a red controller.
So do I. And I'm like, that's the... Because I need another controller, but, like, everything they come packaged with, I already have. Except for the God of War Origins collection. The batteries on my
controllers are going.
Yeah.
So I'm going to trade them in.
Wow. Oh, so, I mean, that's that.
That's pretty cool. Okay, you know what? Asshole.
Yeah.
Now I gotta buy something else.
Okay.
But, no, they showed that.
Yeah.
It's like, this looks, yo, God of War. Just some sort of multiplayer element. I don't care.
Yeah.
When they showed that brain ripping open portion, yeah. I found it weird that the audience applauded.
Yeah. I still find it weird that God of War is as big as it is. I can't figure out why.
Just pure unbridled violence, like, selling point alone.
I guess. It's just I didn't think like an action game like that would really be something that to cater to the mainstream.
It caters to, like, Kratos is what a young teenager is. A young teenage boy, just full of fucking rage, angry at the world, hate everything.
I guess I must be a loser because I like robot girls, but whatever.
Yeah, I like robot girls now.
All right. Yeah, but then they show The Last of Us.
Last of Us is fucking sick!
Yeah, Last of Us looks really cool. Oh my
god! When they showed that, I wanted to know what that poster thing was.
What poster?
When they're at, it's like, hey, there's another one of these posters. And then it said interact, but then they didn't interact with it. I was like, yeah. Fuck you!
Yeah.
Interact with it!
Yeah.
But when they showed, like, just all the little, like, intimate moments you'll have with your Ellen Page-esque girl hanging around. And then when they got into the building, and it... They only, like, there were a lot of people in that building, but they only took them on, like, two at a time. But, man, it looked like fight for your life every time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as someone sees a gun or hears a gun, they totally change their patterns. Ellen Page is used in very interesting ways. Like, when they went to that one first apartment building and they picked up a brick, or she picked up a brick, and later that came in when she threw it at him. And I like how all the environment is used very well. Like, I'm going to run up at this guy. I'm going to push him into the wall. There's a table here. I'm going to fucking crush his skull into the side of this table.
The thing is, I wonder how much of it is, like, you're actually doing something. Or how much it's just waiting there. Waiting for your Ellen Page to help you.
Like, I wonder if, like, or those more scripted moments where he hit them into the table. Or those more contextual moments.
Yeah.
If that was, like... I put him up against the wall. From here, I have a choice. I can shoot him. I can punch him. I can hit him into the table. I wonder if it's just like the game detects that you're running in a direction where a contextual object is. And it's like cutscene.
Exactly. Like, or when at one point he has you pinned down and you're just holding it there waiting, and then Ellen Page comes and
yeah.
I love how we're calling her Ellen Page, but
it's Ellen Page. She doesn't have a name yet.
Yeah.
She's Ellen Page.
But and she comes and stabs the dude. Like, I wonder, like, did I have an option there, or am I just supposed to wait for her?
Like, it because when he did start to choke you, your life bar was still on screen.
Yeah.
It was still going down, and it seemed like he had control over his hands in that point. Like, he was pushing up against his face and stuff. And I wonder if she couldn't do anything, if you were just kind of fucked.
Exactly. The other thing, too, is they don't have any button prompts on the screen. So I want to know if the final version will have button prompts, or if it just won't be like
that. I don't know. I think button prompts would kind of ruin that.
I think so, too, but Uncharted has hella button prompts.
Yeah.
You know? And
I wonder if they can convey that to you in a way, like, okay, this first level will have button prompts, and then they just cut them.
Maybe, but who knows?
Or, like, there's a tutorial or some bullshit.
Yeah, one thing I will say is I like that they brought the camera in closer. It's much closer than it is in Uncharted. It's more like a Arkham City or Gears of War. Like, it's really close to you.
Yeah, it feels really...
Or Resident Evil, even. Yeah.
Personal, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. You're with this guy.
Like,
whatever you do. And I like just the whole back and forth you have between you and Ellen Page the whole time. Like, when you eventually clear that one room of guys and smash his head into the table, she's like, hey, good luck with, like, the killing and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, good job. Or when you make the Molotov and you take the contents from your backpack and make it, and then you set that guy on fire. She's just, like, in shock that you just burned a man alive. She's like, what the fuck, Joel? Yeah. And like, so keep it the fuck together. Like, it seems that kind of stuff seems really interesting, and I just wonder how dynamic that kind of stuff is.
Yeah, because I want to know, like, is it really going to be like you could pick up anything in this world, or is it like, who knows? Yeah. But, let's see. I think, I'll be here day one for this game. Like, no doubt, this game looks fantastic. If I have anything to say about that, it's a sort of a criticism, is I kind of wish Naughty Dog, I don't know, I kind of wish they went in a different direction. Like, this really looks like an evolution of Uncharted, as opposed to just a direct, just going in somewhere else, doing something totally new.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they're really good at that third person stuff. Like, Jack series was fantastic.
I agree.
And especially...
I just wish Uncharted. I would have seen Uncharted Racing.
Yeah! That would have been sick. I wish there was room for kart racers other than Mario and Sega.
Yeah.
Man. Like, Jack X Combat Racing, that was pretty good. Yeah. That was fun.
What I will say is I won't be surprised if we hear that The Last of Us takes place in the same universe as Uncharted. Because it honestly looks like the same sort of environments, just dirty.
Well, if they have anything, they'll have a reference to the last game. Like, you'll find a corpse, and it's a fungified Nathan Drake.
What if the ending is, like, you make it back to Joel's house, and it's like, that was my dad, and it's a picture of Nathan Drake?
Because, like, in Uncharted 3, one of the secret treasures was one of the precursor orbs from Jack.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. I think they'll have a little thing like that, but I don't think it'll be any story-focused.
Here's a funny thing I've been reading online on the boards. And it's like, the game's called The Last of Us, right? And you're this old man, you have this little girl, and like, what if you have to repopulate the world? Do you think Naughty Dog will be able to do it?
If they do that, it'll be, because I assume this will be a trilogy like all Naughty Dog games.
Yes.
So it'll be like, Last of Us 1... is you with Ellen Page as a young girl. Second is you with Ellen Page as a late teenager.
Okay.
And you're kind of gruffer. You're like, I assume he's like late 20s, early 30s in the first game. Then he'll be like late 40s, late 30s, early 40s. Okay. And then the last game will be Ellen Page as an adult. She's been with you through all this time, and she's grown some sort of romantic relationship.
Wow.
And then you have to repopulate the world.
Interesting, because I don't think this is a trilogy. I think this is a one-off.
Oh, I don't know.
No, because, I mean...
But the thing is, I think it'll be a trilogy, but the titles won't be, like, numbered. It won't be Last of Us 1,
2, 3. No, I think this is a complete one-off, because you have to think that,
Dog doesn't make one-offs.
No, because, like...
Fuck out of here.
Think about it. They split their team for this game, right? Half the Uncharted team went to make this, the other half finished Uncharted 3. Mm-hmm. So now they're all making this game, but you can't... You have to... Like, it'd be stupid to think that Naughty Dog doesn't have anything they're starting for the next gen, which I still think is next year. And it won't be a sequel to this.
I don't know.
I think this is a one-off game.
You think that this is just their end-off to this generation?
Yes.
That's plausible. Like, I just can't see...
The name alone, The Last of Us.
Like, I can't see Naughty Dog making anything else other than trilogies in my head.
No, because, I mean, like, you always kick... A new generation is a great time to kick off new IPs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough, but...
And even if they did make a trilogy, they could do interesting stuff with the title. Like, it could be called The Last of Us, and it could be called, like, The Something of Us, The Something of Us.
The Last of Us, again.
No. Like, they'll think of something clever and witty. They have a marketing team.
The Two of Us.
They have minds that know how to make names.
The Two of Us and a Baby.
Two of Us and a Baby?
Yeah.
Two Guys and a Baby?
Yeah.
Two guys ago in the pizza shop?
Yeah, so then that was the end of the conference, and I was surprised when it ended, because I felt like I didn't really see
I was waiting for all those sales numbers. Like, I was, like, Sony's conference are known for going online.
Yeah.
And I was waiting for, PS3 has sold this much, look at how great we are, our sales numbers, like, we're the only profiteering portion of our company, everybody else sucks, we can't make TVs, we can't make stereos. I was just surprised that it ended. I expected it to go on longer than it should have, but the thing that really pissed me off was, again, the forums, where everyone was like, oh man, Sony's was so short, they didn't mention this, they didn't mention this, they didn't mention this, but every year they bitch about Sony's conference being too long.
Well, you know what, you're on the forum, someone's never gonna be happy.
And I'm just like, oh, fuck all you.
I thought Sony had the best conference this year. Like, and if we're gonna go right into ratings round anyway, and I think they get an A-.
A-?
I think they give them an A-, because you know what? When they showed Assassin's Creed, I loved it. You know, a white PSP, I want it. Last of Us looks great, and Beyond, I have my reservations about it.
Yeah.
But I'm still excited to see it happening. Mm-hmm. I would have preferred Beyond to be the last game they showed and The Last of Us to be the game they opened with.
Yeah, then save the big
thing. Yeah,
because
then...
But I wonder if that was, like, a last-minute decision, because that game got leaked before their conference.
It doesn't matter.
It's just like, I'll just show it, whatever.
I would have saved it for last, because, man, like, could you imagine, like, you're like, what the fuck is this? You feel awkward, and then suddenly it's done, and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, they just end the conference with the end of that trailer?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be smart.
You'd be like, what the fuck did I just see?
My God, like, it shakes.
Yeah.
I need to know more.
Yeah. But no, A-minus for me.
A-minus. It's a...
Like, the only reason it doesn't get any higher is because they didn't show anything that truly astounded me. And the fact that Vita does not... It almost looks like they're not... There's nothing really coming to the Vita. Like, they show that Assassin's Creed game. That's it. Like, nothing else is coming.
I don't know. What did I give Ubisoft again? B plus?
Yeah, B plus.
I give Sony a B.
A B? Okay.
I really did enjoy their conference. Last of Us blew me away. I've watched that trailer at least 5 times.
Yes.
When they did show Assassin's Creed, it was good, but I think Ubisoft did a better job of showing that. Like, naval combat's cool, but what I wanted to see was how that open world and how the colonial times really affect the gameplay of Assassin's Creed, and I think they showed more.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that demo was more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then... That whole Wonder Book segment kind of turned me off, and
yeah, definitely.
The Vita stuff is like, yo, white Vita, that looks crazy cool.
Mm-hmm.
But there was not enough information on any one subject other than The Last of Us
mm-hmm.
that I could really
mm-hmm.
get me excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, PlayStation All Stars,
yeah.
I'm still like
yeah.
on the fence. Yeah. So,
no, I get it. It's very cool. Last one, Nintendo.
Hey.
You gotta say something about Nintendo.
Oh, they got a Wii U. It's pretty cool. They're releasing everything they released before.
So, the Wii U coming with Super Mario.
Super Mario times 3? Like, they have so many Super Mario games coming out.
Yeah. It was basically a Wii U Wonder Fest, and you got to see a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, they showed the new Pro Controller. They showed the Wii Pad. So, that's what it's called. Yeah, Wii Pad. It looks like a Game Gear. With triggers.
Yeah. With a screen. Like, just a bigger screen.
Yeah. Center. Like, a big Game Gear with triggers. That's what I thought. And...
Their triggers are Z buttons.
Oh, yeah. ZR and ZL.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Or ZR, ZL. The big game they're launching this year with it is Super Mario Brothers something? New Super Mario Brothers Wii U?
Yeah, New Super Mario Brothers 2, I think. And New Super Mario Brothers is their 3DS game.
No, this one's Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
Okay, and then New Super Mario Bros.
2.
2 is 3DS. 3DS.
Yep.
They got so many fucking Mario games.
Yeah, when Reggie said, you know, like, every year we heard we need a Mario game, I'm like, oh, fuck, is this the successor to Galaxy? Because if that is, there you go. But when he pulled out this instead, yeah. I was like, oh, you fucking devil, you little sly dog.
Yeah, the only thing I want is I want a Super Mario 4.
Oh, that's interesting.
I want some sort of sequel.
No, to 3. They did that.
No, they didn't.
With the Wii.
With your, what? No.
Yeah, they marketed it like, everybody wanted Super Mario Bros. 4, here you go.
It's not called Super Mario Bros. 4. I want that. Like, Super Mario Bros. 3 is my favorite Super Mario Bros.
Okay.
And I just want a clear-cut sequel to that kind of style. It could be downloadable, it could be disc, it's not going to be worth $60 if they do that kind of style, but...
They made it.
Galaxy is not Super Mario Bros. 4.
No, it's called Super Mario World.
Super Mario World is totally different.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's so
and
different.
And it is also superior to 3.
Fuck out my face. Okay? Listen, I don't want to fight you right now.
Okay, so they showed a whole bunch of Wii stuff, Wii U zombies, they showed what you can do with the camera, they showed Miiverse.
Miiverse are cool.
Which is, they're sort of, you know, equivalent to PSN, Xbox Live, or they're sort of a little social network.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great, they showed some applications with your Wii pad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wii pad, right?
Yeah. Whatever. It's a Game Gear.
Yeah. And they showed, you know, it even has a dedicated TV remote button on it.
Yep.
So you can control your TV and stuff, and
Like, if the Wii U tech right now came out when I was a kid,
yeah.
Like, all my, I have to get off this console because my parents want to watch TV, yeah. I'll be so fucking happy. It's like, oh, I can play games while my parents watch TV now. It's sick.
Yeah, think about all the kids out there now, today.
And they're just like, oh, fuck it, I got my iPad, I'm good.
Maybe, yeah. But, yeah. So, I mean, no real, Pikmin 3.
Pikmin 3 look fantastic. And again, it's another Pikmin, but you don't get Pikmin that often.
The thing is, you know what I heard about Pikmin?
What?
It's best played Wiimote Nunchuck. Do you know why?
Why?
Because if you use the Wiimote Nunchuck, you get to point at the screen. If you use the Wii Pad, you have to use the gyroscope.
That seems like a weird choice.
Yes, it does.
I wonder if you could use the... Use the... Not the Nunchuck, the Wiimote in conjunction with the pad somehow.
I'm sure you could keep it there to look as like a map or something. Yeah,
because that seems really useful.
Yeah. But then you have so many peripherals.
Dude, Nintendo has never learned their lesson.
Yeah.
As soon as they said you can use the Wiimotes from the Wii on the Wii U, I was like, I'm going to have so many controllers for this shit.
Yep.
No.
Yep. That's really what they showed about the Wii U.
Yeah, they showed a bunch of games.
But
the thing I was disappointed was that they have so many ports of games that already came out. Like, we're appealing to the hardcore gamers. Here's a port of Arkham City. It's like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
All the core gamers you're trying to appeal to bought Arkham City already, beat it, traded it back.
Yeah.
No one's going to buy it again because he has new armor. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit, because it comes with all the DLC. And anybody who's going to play all that DLC, they're going to get the Game of the Year edition when it comes out on the regular consoles.
Mm-hmm.
So... I really don't know what they're trying to do. Like, Nintendo...
Well, what about Assassin's Creed 3?
I don't, like... people have been saying it looks good on the Wii U, if not a bit slower. Like, even now, with all these, like... With all their technological advancements, like, it's like they've only just caught up to current gen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Nintendo has to pull out some really amazing, like, new IPs. And I thought... Okay, hearing all the stuff that was at their booth... And just around us for the Wii U, I was so pissed. Why didn't they just show these at the conference?
Yeah.
Like, there's this great Mii game called Thief. And it's like, you're going around, one guy's the thief, stealing stuff, and you all have to figure it out. Like, that kind of stuff. Or, like, the Platinum games, like P100, like, using the power of people. Like, all that stuff looks so cool.
Again, this show is not for you. It's for people who have
to buy
stuff.
But it's something that is actually interesting, other than, here's this port of a game that came out a year ago that you've already played and no one is going to buy
anyway. Man. Like, Batman sold well. People know Batman. Wii U. We love Mario.
No, I'm not judging. Like, those Mario games look fine.
Yeah.
I'm judging this core portion. Like, even if they are trying to sell to the Best Buys and Future Shops and stuff, and EB, obviously, but why would they pick that up? Their shelves are already littered with fucking Batman and shit for PS3. What core gamer is going to want to buy that on the Wii U?
None.
Exactly, and it's just going to be fucking sitting there until it's $10 in the bargain bin.
Or maybe some casuals will pick it up because they've never had a PS3 or 360. You know how many Wiis there are just lonely by themselves?
Yeah, and those are the people who I think have learned their lesson. It's like, I bought this Wii, this is fucking cool, but I don't play it anymore.
No, I agree.
Or it's my dedicated Netflix box.
I agree that games that have already been released have no reason being there, but games that are still yet to come out, they stand a perfect chance.
Yeah, no, this conference was a disappointment, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Wii U is a disappointment.
Okay.
The Wii U looks cool, it has interesting ideas, it seems like you can do cool stuff with the screen. And even other stuff like the fitness games that they showed, like the Wii Fit with the screen.
Yeah.
Looked really interesting. But they didn't show anything that made me want a Wii U.
Uh-huh.
They just showed, here's these games you already played, here's a new Mario game. It's like, that's good and all, but it's not really going to sell me on your system.
Uh-huh. So you're going to buy a Wii U?
I don't know. It solely depends on the price and what other games are planned for it.
Mm.
Like right now, Pikmin's got me sold. New Super Mario Brothers. New Mario games always look good. And that Platinum Games P100, whatever.
I'm surprised you're not more up on the Wii U. I thought this would be more your thing.
I'm trying to judge the conference
right
now. The conference was boring as shit. Like,
yeah, but the conference is whatever.
If we're talking about strictly on the Wii U,
yeah.
I am very hopeful.
Okay. Like, so you're gonna buy it when it comes out.
Again, other than these three games, I have to see. And also the price point. They didn't announce the price at all. But I'm excited. Like, if it's not a day one deal, if they can get me excited, it might be like a 1 month deal. Like 1 month down the road, and new exciting things happen. Like, this has so much potential. Like, and I'm not even that big of like a graphics whore. So like, even if the PS4 does come out, I'll still come out and play these Wii U games, even if they look like considerably worse.
Yeah.
But they just have to prove to me that they can do these cool things in these new innovative ways. Like that the Wii couldn't, like the Wii had the ideas, but they couldn't really capitalize on it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm cautious.
I'm gonna be there day one.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. The way I see it, the Wii U is where all that shit the Japanese have developed for PlayStation 3 that just hasn't come out is gonna hit.
Oh, then all the weird shit's going to come out.
Yeah, again. That's what the Wii U's going to be.
If that's what happened, I will pick up a Wii
U. That's what I think it's going to be. You know what? Like, when the Western market is all up on the new-gen stuff, and they're like, $100 million for this game, $500 million for this game, the Japanese are going to be making all the... Like, Atlus will be on the Wii U, and that's going to be, like, their thing. Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be.
There's a place for that, and I would be wrong to doubt Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, they're a smart company. They know how to make games.
Yeah, and this feels a lot like Dreamcast, but again, Nintendo was just too successful to fail.
Yeah, too big to fail. And plus, when your brand becomes synonymous
with video games,
yeah. Like my grandma still calls video games the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like I'll be playing games, she's like, "Oh, are you playing the Nintendo on your game tapes?" It's like, yeah.
Well, you know what? That's not true because I talked to a lot of young parents who used to work in retail. They call video games Xbox.
Oh, wow, you think that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing the Xbox. Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, they don't say 360, they just say, oh, yeah, we got the Xbox.
Okay,
that's interesting. My kids are always playing the Xbox, and like, so. And I think that's why Microsoft decided to move with the Xbox Music, Xbox movies and stuff. Right.
I don't know which really holds more.
No,
like,
I don't.
Maybe it depends on demographic. Like, if you go into, like, young teens, then it's Xbox. If you go into, like, another...
Yeah, no, if you talk to people that are older, like, our age or older, they'll say Nintendo. But a lot of young parents nowadays, they say Xbox.
Okay. But, you know, it's... Like, you have a lot of potential, but you just haven't sold me. Like, this conference didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm... Regardless of what happens, I'll buy it day one.
So. Okay, but okay. What about, like, 3DS stuff? Was there anything...
3DS I was actually really excited about.
Mm.
And that's only because they showed Castlevania.
Oh, my God.
And that was it. And I was like, all right, I guess I need a 3DS. I'm like, okay, they got some Zeldas ready for me to go. Castlevania is going to be there. You know what? I'm very hopeful for 2D Metroid. And they also announced that Fire Emblem is coming to America. So
yeah, that was leaked, apparently, by Reggie. Like, they didn't send out a press release for that, and just, who is it, Steven Totillo?
Yeah.
Just was like, hey, Reggie, so what about Fire Emblem? Oh, yeah, that's totally coming out.
Yeah, no one knows. And I was like, I'm like, it is?
Damn. Yes. Yeah. I'm just waiting for my Professor Layton in 3D, which uses 3D 2 puzzles.
How many times have I told you, man?
And I'm also waiting for Picross 3D 3D.
No, it's not coming.
Picross 3D 3D. That's the easiest thing. They just take Picross 3D and then make it 3D.
Yeah.
So that when you're making these shapes...
No.
Pops out at your face.
No.
Come on.
It's not happening.
But it's such a good idea.
That game didn't sell.
Picross 3D is so good.
Didn't sell. You know why?
Why?
Because R4 happened.
That's all. You can say that for every single DS game.
Not Mario games.
So? Oh man, the first party Nintendo games did well. What a shocker.
Exactly. Same with Pokemon.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. I'm so smart.
So smart.
And Disney games.
Uh-huh.
And Skylanders.
Shut up. Skylanders, oh my god, Skylanders. Apparently, you see the new toys for Skylanders?
No. I did not.
Apparently, they have, like, new exclusive moves. So all of your older toys, they won't have all these upgrades. So if you... So your legendary Chop Chop is now obsolete to the new legendary Chop Chop. Wow. The version 2.0.
Interesting. That's gonna make...
So you can still... Fucking... Yeah, you can still use the other...
Yeah.
They're toys just, with the games, it's just they don't have all the functionality that the second Skylanders game will offer you.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a dick move or like the smartest move in the world.
Business move, it's the smartest. Sell more toys.
Yeah.
More exclusive stuff. It allows for them to repaint older figures while giving them a different set of properties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that is smart, but okay, you know, that wasn't at the Nintendo though.
So. Yeah, I know, but like, yeah. When you buy a lot of toys, you realize, oh shit, they're all the same.
But you still buy them.
Yeah, but you still buy them. Fuck you. But yeah, so that was really all they had to show. They showed Nintendo Land, which looks like what's going to come with. It's going to be like a Wii Sports equivalent, only it's mini games.
Yeah.
Like carnival games. Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, if it's coming with the system, I'm not going to complain.
Is that coming with the system? Is that
confirmed? I think it's supposed to be coming with the system. Okay. And so, like, what? Doesn't matter how stupid it looks. I mean, yeah, comes with the system, whatever.
I'll try it out.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I'm very hopeful. I want Nintendo to succeed. I want them to have a great online infrastructure.
Funkos are back.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's already out the window.
Mm. Okay. Well,
according to NeoGAF.
Maybe that's all connected. Maybe they'll have their own, like, trophies or achievements. Maybe they'll have some old stuff.
Yeah, like, I hope they take cues from...
I hope they just rip everybody off.
They're just like, hey, well, you guys did well. Franco's a shit.
I hope...
And the only successful online game on our system was Monster Hunter.
I hope you can access Facebook and Twitter from my WiiPad.
Oh, man.
Trust me, that if that happens, sold. Like,
I don't know, that's less of the world. That's the opposite we've been saying with the other games.
No, think about it, like, you're on Facebook and it's like, oh, Vincent Sanchez started playing his Wii U. Oh my god, there's his little me. He looks so brilliant.
It automatically adds a picture.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that. I'd have to, like, stop following you on Twitter.
But
it's like every 5 minutes, oh, Vincent Sanchez is playing shit on Wii U.
He totally just scanned that wall.
Damn. Would you want to scan this QR code? Now yeah. You have the chance as well.
Yeah, okay. Let's rate this one.
I don't know. Fucking.
I'm giving it a C.
Minus.
I thought it was better than EA.
No, I thought EA and Nintendo were on par.
Oh, no. I thought this was better
than EA. If anything, EA. I thought it was worse than EA, so...
No, because as a press conference, it was a nice, happy, and bright thing. I didn't feel like I was being forced to watch anything.
Yeah, that opening with Miyamoto and the Pikmin,
like, it was fun. This whole and Reggie's always fun to watch.
What I've learned from Nintendo press conferences is that fucking Miyamoto is super adorable.
Yeah.
And Reggie, I would never want to fight.
Yeah.
Like, he is a tough dude.
Do you know why he speaks so well?
Why?
Do you know what his previous role was at Nintendo?
Nope.
President of Sales and Marketing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
It might have been VP of Sales and Marketing and then CEO of Nintendo America. But whatever. When you're that high up on the sales and marketing side,
yeah, that's
makes crazy. Sense, doesn't it?
Like, he has to sell to everybody. Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Man, Reggie.
Yeah, I'm jealous, Reg.
Yeah.
Fucking jealous. Mr. Hawaii. Oh, okay. Lastly, what are some other things at the show that came out of the show that you were interested in? That, you know, wasn't seen at the press conferences, you kind of had to dig up yourself to find?
So, for me, kind of obvious, Metal Gear Rising.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Revengeance, which is still the dumbest name.
Yeah.
Two subtitles.
Like, I know Kojima's known for being, like, a little bit out of the box, but you just went, like, whoa, with this one.
Two subtitles.
Yeah.
So, Platinum Games is making it, which doesn't make me worried about the action side, like, they made Bayonetta, like, that's going to be... It's going to play fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if it's... If, like, all that free cut stuff will be as fun as it seems. Like,
I don't think so.
Like, I don't... Because when they show me jumping from missile to missile and then slow-mo over a helicopter and I can cut it in any way I want, that looks fucking cool. I just wonder if it's going to be quickly overused or if it's just going to be, like, some novelty shit that I thought I'd care more about.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So... But I'm still pretty excited.
Yeah.
The other thing I saw was Dead or Alive new gameplay came out.
Oh, Dead or Alive 5. 5.
Yeah, I think it's multi-platform this time. I forget.
It should be. I don't know why the Xbox is exclusive anymore.
But, man, adding Virtual Fighter characters was pretty smart.
Yeah.
Like, that made me way more excited for a Dead or Alive series. And, like, I know the whole fighting game community, or I wouldn't say the whole fighting game community, I would say a majority don't really give a shit about Dead or Alive. But say what you will about, like, tournament viability, that game's just fun.
Yeah.
Like, that is the closest to a casual fighting game I can get without playing Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, still consider it some sort of deep technical thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for that. I'm waiting for all these cool new tag combos coming out. Apparently, you can play, like, Street Fighter X Tekken style, where you do the 2-on-2 battles and your friend can be your partner on another console. I see. That kind of stuff.
I see.
That looks really cool. And then the other thing that I want to talk about was the Final Fantasy tech demo.
Yeah, okay, yeah, this looks good. This looks interesting.
So apparently that's what games will look like on next-gen stuff. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Square Enix released the tech demo. And it has nothing to do with like any releases. It's just a bunch of different shots of landscapes, people. And basically it's like, this is what will... All cool shit happening. Like, this is what we could do with next-gen tech.
Yeah.
It turns out the way we want.
I don't think it's actually going to look that good.
So you don't think actual gameplay will look that good?
I think they're going to get close, but it's not going to look that good.
Like, oh man. Because, like, just seeing that, like, potion that girl was drinking, that was, like, so crazy. All the animation that was going into that, like, the reflections off the glass, like, everything.
I agree. It all looks fantastic. But you know who the leader is at making the best cutscenes in the industry?
Square Enix.
And which team? The Final Fantasy team.
And... I can't even deny that, because my favorite Hitman trailer was the one with the gun nuns. Which was done by this Final Fantasy team.
Exactly.
At Square Enix, which is crazy.
So, like, I don't doubt it'll look very good and get really close, but there's no way it's going to look that good. At least not off the bat. Maybe by the end of next gen's end of life cycle, but not anytime soon.
I really hope that.
Yeah, no, I'm very hopeful, but... I doubt it. Especially the movements of those characters. Because the Japanese don't mocap anything. Right? They have a whole bunch of awkward movements.
They like their regular computer animation.
Exactly. They're not wasting time mocapping.
Alright, what about you? Well, I don't know. Onimusha mocapped a horse.
Wow, that mocapped a horse. Because you know why? Because their computers are like... The Japanese are like, how do we do this? What if it looks wrong?
What Onimusha was it?
They just played it safe.
I forget. I think it was like 3 or 2. It wasn't Dawn of Souls. Or Dawn of whatever. But, man, they mocapped a fucking horse. So, they're no stranger.
They just don't like doing it.
They're not like doing it that much. They're like, yeah, we could do it. We just don't want it.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I only have two. One of them was Dishonored.
Okay.
Steampunk assassin with all these powers. First person. Looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of sold. The thing about that game that I like is that it's coming out like at the beginning of September.
Really?
That's it? Yeah.
Wow.
Which, the games that I've been most excited for are coming out in August and September. So, because the other one should be no surprise to anybody. Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Oh, okay.
You know, super excited for this. They showed some Metroplex stuff.
This one seemed really good. Like, I was actually interested in.
Or like the city just transformed and becomes Metroplex. I'm like, sold.
So when that line, that video game line comes out, y'all over that? You're gonna get your Metroplex.
Yeah, and I understand now, because like what they said, the toys for this video game were supposed to come out in June. They're like, we're pushing to August. And I was like, why? And it's like, makes sense. August 28th game ships.
Mm-hmm.
And but the one thing that I am so excited about this game for is multiplayer. Because now, instead of just choosing a skin of a robot, you can custom build your robot.
It's custom robo.
Yeah, but I just don't know what that means for transformation, because they're like, yeah, you can put jet wings on there, put some tank treads. I'm like...
I bet they'll have some sort of generic animation for all those...
Transformation sequences
for those parts.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you put on weird enough parts, it'll look fucking awkward.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, normally it'll just be like, okay, this is a transformation, whatever.
Yeah. I just don't know if, like... Will the vehicle mode be like a car with wings? Or like, will they force you to pick certain vehicles?
Like Rush 20, like...
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know.
So, and that's all I really cared for at E3 this year.
I want a Transformers multiplayer that's like on a big battlefield as Battlefield. So like...
That would be awesome.
Like 64 on 64... Robots with a big thing, and then like the Starscream crew is going over, and they're the jets, and then
they have the tanks and stuff.
That'd be sick.
That would be very cool. But this year's E3 then was
I'd say it was
a success. I'd say it was fun.
Yeah,
nothing mind blowing.
It's not like, oh my god, fucking games all the time.
Yeah, what it did highlight was you know what, for all the delays we've been seeing lately, this Christmas certainly does have a lot of games,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited for that. So. Because, you know, like, some of the things we haven't talked about, Borderlands 2.
Yep.
You know, that's coming still, so.
That wasn't short of any shows, but yeah, no, that looks great. Like, yeah. Borderlands is fantastic, and obviously, this one was good. But we went on long.
Yeah, did you still want to do letters?
Let's do letters. We'll skip our picks in our week.
Sure. Okay.
Let's do letters, because sorry, Dustin and Albert, We got your letters a little too late.
Last week,
yeah. Yeah, last week. So we got some. Are we getting any new ones?
I don't think so.
Oh.
So, yeah, we will read them before we sign off. Because we're cool like that.
Because we love our thing.
Yeah, the first one's from Dustin. This is sent in May 31st. Hello, nerds. I feel that there's a distinct voice missing from the podcast now that Blavin's gone. He's like the eccentric part of the group. I'm curious to hear how it feels for you guys to record the podcast from now on with Blavin's burning passion. Other than that, I just want to say that my girlfriend wants me to read The Hunger Games. Problem is, I'm too bloody lazy to read, so I took The Ways of Vince and started to listen to the audiobook. Of course she didn't know this, but she'll never find out because she's against audiobooks. Thanks for your knowledge, Vince. Sorry I haven't written in a while. Been on the Diablo 3 train. But I'll remember to write more often. Until next time, nerds, have a good one. Let's start with the first question. What's it like without Blavin here?
Somehow we made the podcast go longer.
Yeah, somehow. Somehow we did.
I don't...
There are parts of this podcast that are missing that we'd probably be talking about more.
Yeah. Like our, like, comics portion.
That, and I think more social dynamics. Because Blavin's always been about...
He's a social bird.
Yeah, but, like, but the intricacies and the science behind social interplay, as you would say.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he'd actually say it like that.
I don't think he'd say interplay.
No, he would
come up with some other fancy word.
No, he'd have to go through a thesaurus for just about a year. But yeah, it's weird not to have him around.
I don't know. There's always something he adds that's very unique.
Yeah.
And like us, I find that now that it's just us two,
yeah,
it's a lot more game centric.
Definitely, because
He added some, because he wasn't really into that many games, but he added some variety in, like, the comics front. Like, stuff that was still nerdy,
mm-hmm,
but was different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I was going to bring up, like, the big, one big, huge comic event now, but I'm like, what's the point? You know?
Mm.
Right.
But he probably would have done
that. Yeah, like, Blavin, if you're listening, Spider-Man, June 13th, check it out. Marvel Universe crosses into... Or, I mean, Ultimate Marvel crosses into straight-up Marvel.
Wow.
So Miles Morales, he basically jumps universes and meets Peter Parker.
How do they explain the jumping universes?
Well, it starts the 13th, so I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, okay. The one above all.
Yeah, so that's really cool stuff, but yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, so the guy's reading The Hunger Games. Why is your girlfriend against audiobooks?
Because audiobooks are evil, man.
Why are they evil? Because they let me absorb more content?
It's like, man, you're not actually reading. You're not putting yourself into the book. Oh,
God.
Man. Like, the physical paper when you
touch it. I'm sorry that I want to embrace technology, Mo.
Like, you can just feel the words and the story, like, on your skin.
But you know what? Tell your girlfriend. Okay, as long as you do it while you're, like, working out or exercising, be like, listen, babe, you want this body to look better? Check it out.
Like, I can see audiobooks while you're doing some menial task that
requires
no concentration whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as soon as you're like, I'm listening to an audiobook while watching a movie.
No, that's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah, then don't do that. Like, if you're doing it while doing some other, like, high-focus stuff. Like, if you're doing it while playing Diablo 3, you're not gonna really take in all that book. Like, unless you're just like, I'm just gonna grind this one guy over and over again.
Yeah, that's like my favorite time to listen is when I'm running. Yeah. I mean, like... Not really doing anything.
Moving my legs.
Yeah. Here I go. I'm embracing the world. Yeah. But just tell her that. Be like, baby, I'm going to look good. Don't worry. But yeah, so Diablo 3. Anthony, are you still playing Diablo 3?
Yes, I am. I'll talk about it more next week because I have more to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm on Diablo 3. Hope you didn't get hacked, Albert.
Yeah, like me. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, and I hope you're not... You're not being an asshole on the auction house and just charging ridiculous prices for stuff.
That's what I'm doing. People are buying that shit.
You guys are terrible.
So I take my items and I put them up for I'll put the bid super low, but I'll put the buyout at like 300,000.
Yeah.
And people will be like, yo, 300,000, whatever. And then they'll buy it at the buyout.
Wow.
And then I have like 245,000 extra gold to spend on the auction house stuff for my lower level character.
Oh, wow.
So that stuff only costs like 20,000.
Wow.
And I'm just super OP for like the whole difficulty level.
Wow. So I want to know, what are you going to do when you finish Nightmare?
Or finish Inferno?
Oh, Inferno, yeah.
That won't happen for a while. Like, I can go into the intricacies of Inferno, but I'll wait.
That's the question I've always wanted to like answer. Like, so when you're done Inferno, then what?
Oh, so basically what my thing was in Diablo 2, when you got to Hell Bale runs,
yeah,
you just started a new character.
Oh, okay, so you just do the whole thing all over
again. Yeah.
Okay. Second letter's from Dustin. Hey, Nerds, minus Blaven. Don't worry. I didn't think your advice was serious about the two girls in front of her thing. Oh, have sex with two girls in front of your other girlfriend.
Yeah, I was like three.
Okay. And I guess I misunderstood you about the life stories thing. So I have a question about procrastination. Are you procrastinators? I'm a huge one, and even though I'm pretty smart, well, I think so anyways, I always put things off until the last minute and stress myself out. Can you give me advice to avoid this other than just doing it as soon as I can? I have three projects due by the end of the year, and I just want your opinion on time management.
End of the year? That's a while.
Still, you know what? Just do... Don't do... The thing is, don't sit down and think to yourself, I'm going to finish everything now. That's the dumbest idea.
Break it up.
Yeah, like, seriously, if...
Small, manageable chunks.
Yeah, especially if it's... The one that always got me were essays, where it's like, oh, you got to write, like, a 5-page essay. You know what? Over the course of a week, just do a paragraph or something. Or just one day, just sit down, write one paragraph. And if you feel like writing more, continue. Otherwise, stop.
Yeah, like, I don't know. For me, it's really... Like, the essays portion I can really say on is... If you have a topic that you're interested in...
Yeah.
Like, you could easily write a page.
Yeah.
And, like, but the thing is where when you think of that 5-page essay, you think of that thing as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, just that project as a whole. Like, yeah. 5 pages is daunting.
Yeah.
Like, or if it's, like, I don't know, like, 10,000 words. Like, that's daunting as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you break it down into manageable chunks before, and not just be like, oh, man, it's due tomorrow. Shit.
Yeah.
Then that is the easiest way to do it. Like, it's, honestly, it'll sound fucking weird and fake. But that's the same mentality I took with fighting games.
Yeah.
And it worked. Like, I have this long, confusing-ass combo. What I do is I take this combo and I break them off into sections. Yeah. And I practice the sections individually until I have them.
Yeah.
And then once I think I have it, say it's like a 3-parter, I string 2 parts.
Yeah.
And then break it down, the end 2 parts.
Yeah.
And then 3 parts. And then you... Like, breaking it down seems to be the best way to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like a workload type deal.
Exactly. Like, never... Unless you're like, you think you're the man, you could just do things head on.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you want to just things to be easy, then yeah. I mean, because, you know, you think about you write, like for an essay, you write a paragraph, what's that going to take you? At most, maybe like an hour.
Yeah.
At most. But like, you could probably bang it out in like 20 minutes. It may not be the best paragraph, but at least you got some, like some content there. And you could always work on it like for the rest of the hour.
Yeah. And if you're good with time management, you'll probably be done before the due date. And that's when proofreading comes in.
Yeah. Then that's the most crucial part when you can just do that. But this is more, but we're only talking about essays. If you have a project, like you got to do like a science experiment or whatnot. Same thing. I mean, only science experiments are easier because now all you got to do is write your results.
Yeah. You don't even have to write your, like sometimes you have to write your process.
Yeah. You have to write like a report, but like,
it's not like crazy in depth because you have something to show.
Yeah. You're not like trying to prove a point to somebody. You're just.
Yeah. And purely tech.
Okay. Yeah. Or, I don't know. Maybe it's an art project. You got to complete. Oh, cause I was the worst at this in art class in high school. You got to do a sketch of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's 20 weeks, 20 sketches. I had the last week to do 20 sketches.
Okay, I wasn't that bad. I had the last week to do, like, 12 sketches.
Okay, maybe, you're right. Maybe not 20, but I had to do a fuck ton.
Yeah. I had to do more than one a day.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to do an apple.
Apple beside an orange.
I'm going to do an eraser.
This one's just a rhombus. This is easy.
Yeah. Like, that's what it eventually turned into. And teacher obviously knew, and it's like, well, whatever.
Shut up.
You don't know what's happening, miss.
Your art school teacher was a girl?
Yeah,
so was mine. Yeah. I wonder if there's like any guy art teachers.
The head of art in my school was a guy. He was
The head.
Fucking hipster. Because he taught the art grade art class, and I was in one of those classes. He was a hipster to the max.
He was hipster before hipster?
Yeah, but he was this old dude. He would bike to school every day.
Wow.
You know, he was like Mr. Apple before Apple was super.
Whoa! Yeah. So he probably had the old like colored big monitor Mac.
Yeah, he had that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I knew Photoshop for a long time since I was a kid. Like I started Photoshop 5, I think.
Okay.
He also knew Photoshop and stuff. But man, when I showed him the stuff that I knew, he almost failed me. He's like, "You can't do that. You can't do that." And I was like, "Fuck you, sir. Whatever."
And then he's just like, listen, this is how you do it. And it's like, oh my god, no wonder you're going to fail me.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that. He wanted me to stick to basics.
Oh, okay.
Mr. God.
I remember my art teacher's name, so.
Yeah. I think now he drives a hybrid.
Of course he does.
Yeah. But
whatever. Meanwhile, he doesn't know that getting that engine cause more way more damage on the environment than the car saves. So
Anyways, Dustin, as for procrastination, how to deal with that,
don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate, son.
Yeah, like, I'm totally guilty of that shit. But it's, like, the easiest thing, like, I don't know, I learned that way too late. I learned that in college.
Yeah, procrastination is not something that, I really don't know what tips I can give you. It's like, sometimes it's just, it's down to yourself and down to your own mental capacity to just tell yourself to stop doing something and just to get on with it.
It's also harder if it's, like, if it's not something you have to do, like a project, if it's something you put on yourself, it's like, okay, I want to do better at, say, playing guitar.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on myself. I don't have lessons. I want to self-teach.
Yeah.
Every day, I'm going to lay down an hour, every 2 days, and lay down an hour, practice guitar. Like, that's harder because it's like, well, there's nothing riding on it. It's just something I want to do. Like, it's easier for your mind to just wander off and be like, oh.
Yeah, like, I have countless nights, like, in, like, I just want to go running a lot more, right? And they're like, there's many nights where I'm just like, I'm going to play an hour more of this game, and then I'll go. An hour turns into 2 hours, and suddenly it's 2 a.m. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to go today.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Or, you know what? Sometimes I'm like, I really want to watch this anime, but I'm on the internet looking at stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'll just look this up, too.
I think that's the main reason I'm behind on so many shows. It's just like, I should watch this show, but I really want to play League of Legends.
And
when I think of League of Legends, it's like, oh no, games aren't long. No, games are like a half an hour to 50 minutes. Yeah. So
and like, listen to our conversation, you can tell like we're procrastinating for stupid things. Yeah, like, it's not like we're procrastinating for something important. It's because we want to do something dumb. So like, imagine how hard it is, like, or how rough it is when we actually have something serious to.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, this semester, I decided not, like, to just stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
So, what I did is that, while I had school, I deleted all my games off Steam.
Ooh.
And, like, they're obviously still there for me to download later, but I only downloaded them near the end of the semester. Mm. Like, see, I shouldn't even have done that, because I was distracted from exam studying.
You shouldn't have brought your laptop to school.
I have to.
Why?
Just like I need a computer, and Mohawk computers are always taken.
Oh,
like, because for coding and shit.
Okay,
right. I need a computer that I can rely on.
Okay,
yeah, but makes sense. That's like, if I had my way, I wouldn't bring that. I'd use the school computer, but they're just always so jammed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, just
don't. Just keep at it, man.
Yeah, just small chunks.
Do you want to know the number one thing not to do? Don't get a girlfriend. Don't have a girlfriend. You will procrastinate.
Ooh. Yeah, I can go see my girlfriend.
Like, I'm not saying that all girls out there are the source of procrastination.
I don't know. No, but I'm not saying that. Yeah, like, I'm saying that when you find a girl that you like,
man,
and you
want to spend time with you, end up taking a good 70% of your free time.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I'm gonna go do something.
Yeah.
No, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend for all day.
Yeah, like, I have found myself in that situation multiple times. You know, and it's not just because, like, let's say I had to go study for something. It's like, man, I really want to just, like, do my own, like, thing. It's like, nah, I won't.
I'll go hang out with her.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but good luck to you. Sucker. if you want to tell us about your E3 thoughts and stuff, write into us at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Like us on the Facebooks?
Yeah.
We're almost had enough likes to see our stats.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's great that people are actively liking that.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter, @TNIB, at Vincent Sanchez, @KillRyCanKill.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Blaven doesn't use that Twitter account.
Yeah, he kind of abandoned it.
Yeah.
I think when he got to Japan, he's like, Japanese don't use Twitter.
They use Nico Nico Dogo.
Yeah.
Do you think we could revive that? Like, do you think he'll forget about it? And then we just start using it again.
It depends if he listens to this, because I generally don't know if he actually listens
to
this
anymore. Yeah, like, I haven't asked him if he listens to it or not, so.
Yeah. Hey, TJ.
Hmm?
Do you know if Blaven listens to this?
I think he listened to the recent one, but that's it. I don't know about the other ones.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Okay, hopefully he doesn't listen to this one.
What are we going to say on it?
I don't know. It's like, yo, we're back. I think he forgot.
Okay, we'll try. We'll try that. Because,
like, it'll be a year when he comes back, right? There's no way he'll, like, he has a memory palace, but that's not important for him, enough for him to put in, like, a...
His memory palace?
His memory palace.
Maybe, you never know.
It's like, yo, my friends made a Twitter account, whatever. Garbage.
Yeah. Okay, next week I think we're reviewing Dragon Age Dawn of the Seeker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Doing that. If not, it's Prometheus.
Yeah, it's one of those. Wait, is Prometheus scary?
No, it's Aliens.
It's like a horror movie.
Have you seen Aliens?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're doing Snow White and the Huntsman.
Okay. I don't know. I'm a total baby. I'm sorry. I just don't want to go see a horror movie.
Have you seen Predator?
Yeah.
It's in the vein of that.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So we're doing one of those three.
One of those three.
One of those three.
Keep it on your toes.
And what else we have on next week? You know what? I'll tell you about all the Super Metroid.
Ooh. Super Metro games?
Yeah. Yes. That's wow. Right. I'll tell you about Super Metroid.
Surprising.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you guys next week. Later. What's going on out there, TNA? Yeah, fuck.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.